Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Just how bad was crime in the nation's capital before President Trump's crackdown? The president's deputy chief of staff says a lot worse than we knew.
We've uncovered, in the process of uncovering, a massive scandal in Washington, D.C. with the doctoring of crime stats. And the Department of Justice, under the Attorney General, is leading the effort to uncover this. But when we ultimately share the results, it will stun you.
Stephen Miller says there are allegations that murders and homicides were reported as accidents instead of murders. It's been 12 days now without a single homicide in D.C. The president's talking about federal intervention in some other big cities, Baltimore, Chicago, New York among them. Illinois' Democrat governor warns the president, quote, do not come to Chicago. You're fired. President Trump's message for Fed board member Lisa Cook, but she's insisting that she's not going anywhere, and her attorney is promising a court fight. The president's special envoy, Keith Kellogg, says officials are, in his words, working very, very hard on efforts to end the war in Ukraine. But a lack of progress in talks is fueling doubts about whether a peace settlement could be on the horizon. And President Trump isn't sure there will be a Putin-Zelensky meeting.
Asked about Putin's failure to commit to a sit-down with Zelensky, Donald Trump said the Russian and Ukrainian presidents don't like each other very much. He said he'll have to intervene if there's no movement.
We'll see what happens over the next week or two. And at that point, I'll step in very strongly.
Following recent meetings with Putin and Zelensky separately, the president had hoped for a breakthrough in peace talks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
No relief yet from massive western wildfires, including a blaze that's raging in Napa County, California wine country. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 67 points. The NASDAQ futures are off 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
I was just about to say nothing early on the Beltway, and I changed the camera here, and there's a wreck on the outer loop just before Security Boulevard in the left-hand lane. It's in the construction area. No shoulder available. Must have just happened. It looks like several vehicles are involved. Traffic is getting by, but now we're going to start to back up and back up very quickly back towards the ramps at Liberty Road. So as you're coming south, it's already there, and we're going to back up from there back to 795. As you get down towards the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, stay to the center and the right. City Police, a minor accident, Howard Street at 29th. About 40 minutes ago, we had a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. They're still working on that on the inner loop just before the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a beautiful day with plenty of sunshine and low humidity. Temperatures will rise to the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight will drop down to the 50s for a cool night, then it's back to the upper 70s and low 80s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are identifying the victim of a deadly shooting in West Baltimore. Officers responded around 9:30 Friday night and found Davon Hare suffering from multiple gunshot wounds in the 700 block of Druid Park Lake Drive. Hare was later pronounced dead at a local hospital. There have been 90 homicides in Baltimore so far this year, compared to 129 at this time last year. The union representing some Anne Arundel County school bus drivers voted Monday to authorize a strike amid stalled contract negotiations. The union says the drivers safely transport Anne Arundel County public school students every day, and they deserve more than a last, best, and final offer. They deserve fair pay and respect. In a statement, Student Transportation of America says it's communicating with union leaders, the Anne Arundel County Public School District, and local drivers about the contract discussions. The STA remains hopeful that the matter will be resolved quickly so it can continue to provide safe, reliable services for students. Well, coming up next, we've got Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Just one pitch last night is all it took.
In spot for that right here. Jaron drives one high into center field. Kowser back at the warning track, at the wall.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Duran's 13th of the year. This one off Tomo Sugano in the fifth inning, and the Red Sox bullpen made it stand in a 4-3 win over the Birds. After the game, manager Mancelino on the one that got away.
He made one mistake, you know, and I don't even know if it was a mistake. It was the split. Wasn't necessarily up, wasn't necessarily down, kind of.
But it was hit out of the park, and again, 4-3 was the final. The Red Sox win Game 1. The Ravens are working through it today. Cut-down day, releasing three players yesterday to get to 87 currently on the roster. Head coach John Harbaugh asked by the Baltimore Sun's Mike Preston, does it get any easier to tell these kids they didn't make the team?
Man, no. It gets harder, Mike. It gets harder, you know. It gets harder. You get... I'm heading toward grandpa territory, just like you, you know, and you see your kids and these kids.
37 and, of these kids will hear the news today that they didn't make the Ravens. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mickey, make room for Cal. And that is Stein on Sports.
And Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And good morning. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Sean Casey has the week off. I'm Bruce Elliott. As always, thank you so much for having us in this and every day. Very full show for you. Nino Mangione, again, sitting in. Thank you very much, Nino.
Good morning, Bruce.
Julie Brighter with news. Thank you. And Michelle Drasella sitting in, producing the show this morning. Thank you, Michelle. Full cast this morning, so we'll get to it right away. It's fascinating to see the changes that are taking place. I had the opportunity to go through some of the interview with Wes Moore, you know, over the weekend. I forget which Talking Head show he was on. He was on one of the Talking Head shows on Sunday. And maybe he doesn't understand the Constitution fully. He says, condensing a couple things, accusing Donald Trump of violating the Constitution where there is no violation, or if that's just gamesmanship. And one of the more hilarious things he said, and you'll hear it later on in the show, is he said, I want to be clear, I am not running for president.
I love,
you know, the guy's a great comedian. It's all the timing, isn't it? I mean, it's just wonderful. He said it with a straight face, too. And then the interviewer said, right now. And he kind of chuckled and went on. So we have that to look forward to. And as well, who do we have coming up at 8 o'clock hour, do you know?
John Myrick is running for governor. I believe he's joining us at 8:07. And yeah. I've met John a number of times. I'll tell him, give him a lot of credit, a lot of questions. But he's been everywhere, so I've seen him at a number of events. So look forward to having that discussion.
It's good to have a lively debate on the GOP side. You have him, and of course you have Ed Hale, both candidates for governor. Do we have anybody else in that race?
There are, I think, a number of other guys running, but I'm not very familiar
right.
with them.
Yeah. Okay, so the two higher-profile individuals are going to be him and Hale, obviously. So we'll talk with him about that. And again, how to face whoever. I guess it's going to be Wes Moore, but of course, you elect Wes Moore, you got to understand, he's not going to be here for the full term. even if he stays technically as governor, he will not be here. He'll be campaigning from the minute after the election through 28. I mean, it's inevitable.
Not much difference than now.
Right. Yeah. Come to think of it.
If it's not a Sunday talk show, it's not Governor Moore.
That's right, yeah. That old movie, if it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium or whatever. If it's not a Sunday talk show, it must be the good governor. It's interesting. Scott Jennings, who we have right here on our air every single day, every evening, he was on one of these panels on CNN. And CNN, the way these panels are, it's Scott Jennings and a whole cast of people on the far left. And Jennings, because he has a superior intellect, and because he knows his facts, and because he can form a logical syllogism, typically takes them apart one by one. So they yesterday began this nonsense of, well, don't you know that there's absolutely no evidence that the Donald Trump agenda is going well. Matter of fact, he's doing just terribly. And he responded to that. His response was pretty straightforward.
He's more popular at this point in his second term than Barack Obama was in his, and he's more popular today than Joe Biden was in his. And so I disagree. I don't think Donald Trump's all that unpopular by historical standards, recent historical standards. And at the same time, I don't agree that his agenda is unpopular. I think the Big Beautiful Bill is going to help people all over the country, and it invested in ICE agents so that we can continue to crack down on the immigration problem.
Yeah, and not only just cracking down the immigration problem, cracking down on what's going on in the big cities in this country, whether one agrees or disagrees with having troops available in other cities to help handle out-of-control crime, the fact is it's working in D.C. right now. And if it works in D.C., and if this short-term surge works long-term in D.C., then that'll be a great lesson to take to other cities, saying it worked in D.C., it could work in Chicago, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Kansas City, St. Louis, etc., etc. 6:13 right now, more from Scott Jennings coming up. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes. And here he is, the man with excess baggage. Strap it to the roof this time. It's Chuck Whitaker.
I came to this job with it. You know that. How long do you think I've been around? You can't have no baggage in 56 years. Somebody's always followed me around. You know that.
Yeah. Well, we assign people to it.
Yeah, I understand. I just wish I knew who they were sometimes. Outer loop of the Beltway, a big problem here. Like I said, right at the top of the hour, just kind of looking around thinking, we're not doing too badly. 3, 4, maybe 5 cars in this wreck. Outer loop before Security Boulevard. Only the right lane now is getting by. They're trying to squeeze 2 by, but it looks like just the right 2 lanes are getting by at this point. Back up already. Back to and beyond 795. So once you get south of Liberty Road, now you'll have to stay as far right as you can. And if they have to be towed out, they have to be moved away this is going to be here for a while. So it happened right at 6, and the backup is already pretty bad on the west side outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Sunshine today. Highs are on 78 to 82 degrees, cooling the 50s overnight. Much of the same tomorrow, so it looks like a couple of very, very pleasant days ahead of us. Right now, temperatures are in the 50s and 60s. Pikesville right now has 56 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, exactly 60. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we used to call this good sleeping weather. You know, back in the olden days, Chuck.
Yes.
When air conditioning was a luxury and not standard.
Yeah.
This is sleeping porch kind of weather.
Yeah, we didn't have any air. We had window fans.
Yeah, I love just talking through the window fan.
And awnings.
Yes.
And things like that. It was very nice. We never knew it was cold or hot or whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, that's because we were limited in the mental capacity, but that's why we went to the radio.
Of course, I used to sleep on a block of ice. By the time I woke up, it wasn't pretty at all.
They blamed you again, huh?
Yes, they did.
That's what it was.
I thought I stopped doing that.
It was ice.
I was 33 years old.
The whole time it was ice.
Yes, that's right. That's what I said.
This is an amazing story. The Google CEO, a guy named Sundar Pichai, says they've now introduced at least one round of in-person interviews just to make sure. Make sure of what? Make sure that all the online interviews, the non-human contact interviews, weren't all AI.
Huh.
Wow. Because apparently people are going to these sites and applying for jobs, and they have AI do the work for them.
Right.
So when you hire them, you think you're getting a human being. No, you're getting the guy's AI that he was on his home computer. Which is, so you have Google saying, we got a problem in the system here. I'm sorry, Hal, I cannot do that. So Google employees demand a return to on-site interviews because there are a lot of concerns about AI cheating. The people applying for jobs and they're using AI to do the online application, to fill out any of the questions in the questionnaire. They simply give the AI the parameters they want to present, and AI does a highly professional job of pretending that they are actually human.
That's not, and good morning to you, Chuck. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to say, but Bruce, that's not surprising at all. AI is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's taking over, and the rapid speed for those who in the audience do not, have never tried AI. I mean, you ask a question, and within seconds, AI is spitting out a detailed response. It's unbelievable. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used for great, but it can also worry the hell out of whether or not you're going to see it just eliminate thousands of jobs, millions of jobs maybe.
The day Skynet became self-aware. I mean, that's what you're looking at. It's, you're looking at the first Terminator movie. Look, there's also the ALI, which is used very frequently in broadcast interviews. That's the artificial lack of intelligence. So,
yes, I think we heard some of that yesterday.
Yes.
Well, we had Rosie O'Donnell on
clip,
so that's one example. We had that congressman. Yeah, we had a number of that yesterday.
Yes, and more today, folks. They never stop. I mean, it's a gift that never stops giving. We have Jasmine Crockett coming up later on today in the show. And it's fascinating to see that this is one of the trends. And this is another trend that I just passed along. Grist for the mill early on this morning. Indian weddings. First of all, I love the ritual of a traditional Indian wedding with the henna tattoos, the beautiful clothing, brightly colored. It's really a wonderful cultural experience to see an Indian wedding. It was from India. But now
no teepees.
No teepees. That's a whole different kind of thing. Yeah.
I just thought I'd ask.
Now, in India now, they're taking their game a step up. I'm not quite sure how this guy got a hold of it, but the groom arrived at his wedding in the Batmobile. We're talking the Batmobile from the most recent The Dark Knight movie, the one that can flip upside down and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not quite sure how he got it.
Money.
But yeah, hello. But that, I mean, he showed up in the Batmobile. In order to, I like it.
I thought they were supposed to show up on an elephant or a horse.
Yeah, I know.
I've been to an Indian wedding actually once, and they showed up on a horse.
On a horse.
It was in California, so it wasn't quite as authentic as being in India. But yeah, a horse.
It's very cool.
Yeah,
it really is. Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple of minutes. We had a lot of ground to cover.
Thank you.
All right, 619 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM. Scott Jennings says that the Democrats are only upset now because they see Donald Trump tromping around on their turf.
I think Democrats here are squealing because a Republican president is showing up in blue cities, places that have been run for decades by Democrats that are overrun with violent crime and overrun with illegal immigration, and they've done nothing about it. And even worse, they have encouraged it with soft-on-crime local policies.
Yeah, so now you have Republicans showing up saying, if you guys can't get the job done right, then maybe it's time for the grown-ups to take over. Look, that's one of the things that we're seeing him point out when it comes to Washington, D.C. You have a failed city government that has not taken care of the crime problem in Washington, D.C. Frankly, the lie going on now about, oh, Baltimore's crime is way down. It's still the fourth most violent city in the entire country.
And he just mentioned illegal immigration. Perfect example for why level-headed people in the middle are saying, yeah, Donald Trump, because in months, I mean, that was a problem that the majority of America could agree on, that immigration, both at the border and throughout this country, was a disaster under Joe Biden. And in years prior, but Donald Trump within months basically got the border. It was a 99% improvement.
It's funny thing is because I had said for two or three national elections in a row that immigration was going to be the issue. I was way premature. It became the issue in 2016, but I've been going back to 2002 and 2008. I've been saying, look, this is going to be a major issue here, that this is going to be something we have to pay attention to. Donald Trump nailed it in 2016, and it was an issue then, particularly after Joe Biden, it became even more of an issue.
Democrats are being exposed as being crappy at running big cities, and Donald Trump is showing up to show the people there, hey, it doesn't have to be this way. And oh, by the way, if we bring down the rates of violence and the rates of illegal immigration, that'll be a great thing to go along with it.
Indeed. Now, coming up, there's this guy down in the Virginia legislature. I've excerpted some of the comments he made extemporaneously in the, I guess it's the House of Burgess. Is that what they call it? Do I remember that correctly? Their lower house. It's not the state senate. I think that the House of Delegates, House of Representatives, they have a fancy name for it in Virginia, in the Commonwealth of Virginia. But we'll have his comments. This guy, I think, is a future rock star in the GOP if he wants it. And that's a real question, of course, because it is pretty disruptive to your personal life. You'll hear from him coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. Be sure to listen to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio. And Saturday morning at 11 o'clock to avoid making crucial mistakes in your retirement.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm chuckling, Chuck, because I'm just going through the incoming email here. It's just you know, I love it how people kind of don't get it. Hi, I'm reaching out because I think The Morning Drive with Sean and Casey would be a perfect place to find a story that matters to conservatives right now. I'm not quite sure you're going to get this one, sport. Delete. All right. It's a 6:23 okay. Traffic over the
You shouldn't have an attitude, Casey. You should be quiet.
Yes. That's amazing. Traffic going on the three, Chuck.
The wreck on the Beltway, creating a big backup now. West side, the wreck. One, two, three. I think there's at least five cars involved in this thing. Outer loop, right before Security Boulevard, left-hand lane. Where else? In the construction zone. Two lanes are getting by to the right. But these vehicles have to be pushed out, towed away, whatever they're going to do with them. They've been there since the top of the hour. The backup is all the way back, almost into Pikesville, 795. Once you get to the Beltway, it's just crawling all the way down through the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. At that point, you'll have to stay to the right. We had a wreck on the Capitol Beltway, also at the top of the hour. Clean up there on the inner loop at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Sunshine today. Highs are going to be in the upper 70s to low 80s. A beautiful day. Cooling to the 50s tonight. Much of the same tomorrow. Right now, Baltimore 60 degrees. Bel Air has 57 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is an interesting story, Nino. A victim of DJ Willie B., who used to be a personality here on B104 some time back. This guy was convicted of sex offenses in the late 1980s, and a victim of his is now invoking Maryland's Child Victims Act against four broadcast firms that have owned B104 since his time. He's filed suit against four different corporations who all own it. The case, which does not list the convicted B104 disc jockey, was a defendant. He was transferred Wednesday from Baltimore Circuit Court to federal court. Lawsuit accuses station management of negligence, permitting this guy Naftel. Robert Naftel was I guess Willie B. They have accused management of permitting him to groom and molest underage girls at their former station on West Lexington Street. The unnamed plaintiff, now over 50 years old, was at the center of Naftel's molestation charges in the 1980s. She disclosed during interviews with Baltimore police following an alleged altercation involving her boyfriend and Naftel that the afternoon DJ had fondled her and made her perform oral sex. Naftel was a bad actor. He took advantage of his popularity to take advantage of young girls, said Samuel Martin, an attorney for the victim. Spokespeople and lawyers for three of the radio station's owners, Capital Broadcasting, Audacity, and iHeart, which currently operates Z104.3, did not immediately return requests for comment. The EW Scripps Company, which owned the station until the 1990s, declined to comment on the pending litigation. Naftel could not be reached for comments. He had denied any sexual involvement with the girl, who said that the relationship lasted from when she was 11 to when she was 14. Oh, yuck. DJ called the charges ridiculous, described the girl as one of the station's groupies. I'm sorry, an 11-year-old is not your groupie. It's a little girl. All right? And Baltimore prosecutors interviewed three other girls who described explicit histories with Naftel, who would take requests from listeners and then continue to chat with the young girls on a private line. Girls would call in. He would groom them and lure them into the studio that B104 provided him. The DJ would then give them tours and over the years gain their trust. This is all according to the Baltimore Sun. All right, so I'm giving a proper attribution. He later pled guilty to charges stemming from his conduct with a girl as well as another underage girl, was sentenced to a total of 8 years of probation. On his way out of the courthouse, he said the convictions were, quote, no worse than a speeding ticket. I'm sorry, sir, you're a slime bucket. He left B104, continued to work as a radio personality at various stations, not here, California, Texas, Louisiana. The victim is still dealing with the psychological effects of her abuse decades later, said Martin, who's the attorney. He's litigating the case with a West Virginia-based lawyer, Sharon Iskra, I-S-K-R-A. That's distressing. And frankly, that's the kind of stuff that you hate to hear.
It's very distressing, and that it's, let's, you know, if that's true, it's terribly disgusting. Let's hope justice is served. It's interesting because we passed the Maryland Child Victims Act back in 2023
yes. yeah.
that allowed to go back for these type of sexual abuse cases. So I'm not, as a legislature, I'm curious to see how that legislation is going to kind of play out over the years, because it was very significant and received a lot of attention in Annapolis. And this year we had to go back and tweak it. But from the actual standpoint, I mean, that actual article, yeah, that's pretty disturbing. And let's hope that it's not true. But if it is, justice needs to be served for sure.
I think characterizing a guilty plea in a sexual abuse of minors trial as nothing worse than a speeding ticket shows a particularly a grim, distorted perception of reality.
Yeah.
Would be, I think, the most clinical observation that I could possibly make. But this is the kind of stuff you used to hear about early rock and roll. But this kind of crap, they may go away for a long time, in part because big corporations got involved and they got sued big time for this. iHeart faced all kinds of lawsuits for this, and they became very hyper about it. So, all right, coming up in a couple of minutes, we have Nick Freitas. You got to hear this guy. He is absolutely fascinating. A conservative down of Virginia Lower House. You'll hear his comments coming up right now at 6:30 on WCBM. Time for news and Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A man remains hospitalized after a Sunday night shooting in northwest Baltimore. City police say officers initially responded to a local hospital around 6 p.m. Sunday after the victim walked in with non-life-threatening injuries. That case, now being handled by Northern District detectives, confirmed the shooting happened in the 4200 block of Reisterstown Road. Anyone with information is urged to contact police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Maryland Governor Wes Moore reacting to a Trump administration plan to vacate approval for U.S. wind. Offshore wind development. Moore says canceling a project set to bring in $1 billion in investment, create thousands of good-paying jobs in manufacturing, and generate more Maryland-made electrical supply is utterly short-sighted. The governor says the president's actions will directly lead to utility rate hikes by taking off most promising ways for Maryland to meet its looming energy generation challenges. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress is applauding the administration's move, saying U.S. wind's approval in Maryland was rushed, lacked transparency, and completely ignored the voices of the people who actually live and work on the Eastern Shore. Andy Harris says he commends Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Trump administration for stepping in, listening to concerns, and taking the necessary steps to reevaluate the deeply flawed offshore wind project. And a Maryland judge says the government cannot deport Kilmar Abrego Garcia from the United States. U.S. District Court Judge Pamela Zenas said an emergency hearing was held after Garcia's lawyers filed a new lawsuit against the Trump administration. Authorities could pursue immigration proceedings against Garcia, but added that the government is absolutely forbidden from removing him from the U.S. at this time. Next up, we'll take a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
Here are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3, 368. And the pick 4 was 2439. Now, it's traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so they decided now that the accident was minor. Nobody was hurt, just some property damage. And all the vehicles, all four or five, whatever it was, have cleared from the Beltway on the outer loop. before Security Boulevard. So now we have all the lanes moving again. Just happened in the last 5 minutes, so the backup is still all the way back to 795. But we're on the move once again. Watch your speed, but it's going to take you a little while to get down through there. And then once that catches up with itself, we'll be completely filled in from 795 down through Frederick Road. So far, nothing major. A little more volume now at both the Harbor Tunnels. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway. The cleanup was still there on the inner loop near the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a beautiful day with plenty of sunshine and low humidity. Temperatures will rise to the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight will drop down to the 50s for a cool night, then it's back to the upper 70s and low 80s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Bird started a four-game set last night with Boston. Tomo Sugano on the hill, and the broadcaster curse kicked in almost immediately.
Big thing for Sugano, home runs allowed. He's only allowed one home run in his last five starts.
He'll tag this one. There's a drive out to right. It is deep, and it is gone. In a blink of an eye. The Red Sox take a 1-0 lead, his sixth.
Oh. Ben McDonald first with the talk on Sugano, and then Dave O'Brien with the call on the home run on the New England Sports Network. Roman Anthony with a leadoff shot off Sugano, and Jared Duran with a three-run shot later. That closes it out for Boston in a 4-3 win last night at Camden Yards. The loss overshadowing Colton Cowser's night. He had three hits, a home run, and all three driven in. After the game, manager Mancelino on his center fielder.
What you're doing, and then if you see him adjust, we have a smart pitcher on the mound who can see it, or we got...
Actually, that was manager Mancelino talking about something else. Here is manager Mancelino on Cowser.
Proud of the kid. You know, he's hung in there through a lot of injuries and time off the field this year, and he struggled and he's been disappointed in himself, but feels like he's coming out on the other end at the moment.
Cowser has hit in each of his last six games, 9 for 24, three home runs and eight driven in. Off the field, the Birds announcing that right-hander Kyle Bradish will make his long-awaited return to the mound tonight against Boston. Bradish last pitched in May of 24 before Tommy John surgery. He finished fourth in the American League Cy Young race back in 23, pitching to a 283 earned run average. Elsewhere in baseball, move over Mickey Mantle.
Fly ball driven. Way back there, left field, take cover. Number 50, midway up the second deck. History marches on.
Aaron Goldsmith with the call on the Root Sports Network Northwest. Two pieces of history here. Cal Raleigh, the first catcher in MLB history to hit 50 home runs in a single season. He and Mickey Mantle now the only switch hitters to hit 50 in a season. Cutdown day is today in the National Football League. Team rosters need to be at 53 by 4 p.m. Ravens cut three summer campers yesterday. Head coach John Harbaugh asked yesterday if the brain trust has pretty much made its final decisions.
Pretty much have it made up. We do pretty much have it made up, but things can change. You know, and there's calls going back and forth, I'm sure, with Eric and the scouts. And for us on the football side, you lock in on the football.
4 p.m. today is the deadline. And finally, the great Venus Williams last night at the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows, New York, defeated by Karolina Mukova in three sets in the opening round. But the crowd at Arthur Ashe Stadium would not let her go unappreciated.
There it is.
Almost a 5 minute standing ovation for Venus Williams last night in Flushing Meadows. The time now is 6:37. When we return, watch your spelling.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So, Bruce, and you know, for that matter, were you guys good spellers when you were kids?
No, I sucked. I still do.
You're better at spelling than math.
Yeah.
Are you? Okay. So I'm going to give you a name, and you tell me how to spell it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell he's the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. His name is Michael Penix.
P-E-N-N-E-X.
P-E-N-N-E-X.
Yeah, that's my guess.
And that's not right. Nino, how about you? Michael Penix is his last name. Penix.
Jeez. P-E-N-N-E-K-X-I. I don't know.
Okay, well, both of you are wrong. The way to spell it is, so Penix is the last name. The way to spell it is P-E-N-I-X. Penix. P-E-N-I-X.
No, I have too many N's.
Yeah, you have too many N's. But here's the thing, though. So it's very similar to a piece, an anatomy on a male. The spelling of it is.
Oh, yes.
Right, you get it? P-E-N-I-X.
Got it.
Right, okay. So what happens is.
Of course.
Somebody, right, has to, right? So a heckler at a Falcons game, I think it was against the Cowboys this past weekend, purposely, if you can believe this, mispronounced the man's name. Like right when he was walking off the field into the locker room. Not with the X, okay, but with the S, okay? And Michael Penix took umbrage with that.
Oh, umbrage.
Umbrage.
Umbrage was taken.
He confronted the man in a video that went viral and corrected the man on how to spell the name, which is ironic because just 2 days before, a TV news piece on Michael Penix, they had the Chiron underneath, also misspelled the name.
I think I saw that.
Yes. So you can't really fault the guy if the TV broadcaster didn't know how to spell it either. Anyway, that's the situation. I'll keep up with you guys on spelling. Maybe I'll give you a math problem next time.
That was a long time ago, so spelling's kind of deteriorated a little bit.
True story out of a newsroom, I think it's somewhere in the upper Midwest, that in the newsroom, this is newspaper, the small town, the guy said, what's the word we use instead of gay?
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy said he was homosexual. So they did. And they published the article saying, a new display of the Enola homosexual at the Smithsonian.
That couldn't have happened.
True. No, it's true.
That's fake news.
No, I saw it. It was back of the Columbia Journal's review a couple of years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know what? It is what it is.
It is what it is. Right.
Nick Freitas, this guy. I'm always impressed with him. I've seen a number of his very, very short clips where he'll make a very brief commentary on something, and they're wry and they're funny. But I've never actually seen a floor speech. And so yesterday, I happened across a floor speech of his down in Virginia in the Lohr House. And I've excerpted a bit of it. I will actually find the whole thing for you again. I'll post it on Bruce's Brain on Facebook so you can watch the entire thing sometime after the show. It won't be right away because obviously we're busy right now. But this is how he began.
It's the same old grift in a different day. And we're tired of it. And I can tell you, for all the talk on the other side of the aisle talking about we tried to do this and we wanted to do this and you voted against it, and because you voted against what the Democrats wanted to do, therefore you don't care. My constituents look at a lot of the things that our Democrat colleagues want to do, and their response is, please stop helping. Because they don't know if their business or their child or their family or their community can survive yet another tax, regulation, rule, restriction, fee, government program, government spending.
Yeah, that's how he began. And then he got warmed up.
I don't know about you, but I don't look at many of the challenges that I face in my life and think to myself, you know what would make this better? Giving politicians more money and power. And yet, that seems to be the exclusive approach coming from our friends on the other side of the aisle. And if you don't accept that, if you don't accept a solution that gives them more power, you must be a bad person. I don't care what they call me anymore. I just don't. Once upon a time, I might have, a little bit. But I don't anymore, because I see it for what it is. It's not just ideology and political manipulation. Sometimes it's just downright dishonesty.
Yeah. He's being very frank here. One of the things that I was impressed with, you know, you've been obviously in the legislature, is to watch somebody extemporaneously do this. He had no notes. He wasn't referring to a written speech. He wasn't careful written out ahead of time. This was stream of consciousness, clear as a bell, his thought process. You know, it was if A, then B, if B, then C. I mean, you could follow along, and it was a clear articulation of conservative values as discussed in a legislative session. More coming up from him in a couple of minutes. Right now, 643, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Beltway is still hurting on the west side, but the big wreck that was there on the outer loop before Security Boulevard has been gone now for about 5-6 minutes. But we're still backed up all the way back to 795. And that's not going to recover anytime soon. So it's a big ride out right now from there. It doesn't get any better after that point, all the way down till we clear the ramps at Frederick Road. Inner loop at Green Spring, not bad. Sun problems maybe in about 25 minutes or so. The outer loop at Hartford Road is already slow. Both the tunnels right now with delays southbound. I would say we're building very quickly into a 15 to 20 minute delay southbound on 95 and 895. And again, if you're heading towards the Capitol Beltway to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, there's a big backup there with the wreck before the bridge on the inner loop in Prince George's County. Last report, the backup was all the way back at the interchange at Route 5. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sunshine today, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s, cooling to the low 50s tonight overnight. Much of the same tomorrow, by the way. Again, highs tomorrow around 78 to 82 degrees. Right now, Edgewater, 59 degrees. Ellicott City has 56 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time once again for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. The latest in the food and beverage industry, brought to you as a public service in the name of one Butterball Johnson.
Do I hear someone's stomach growling?
Yeah, pretty much all the time, actually. You know, this is what happens when you lose weight without Ozempic. Your stomach growls pretty much all the time. All the time. All right, Chuck, this is just for you. I know this is going to be on your dinner table sometime real soon.
All right.
Hot dog pasta with pickles and crispy fried onions.
No.
Oh, boy, this sounds tasty, huh?
Just wonderful.
Uh-huh. You like hot dogs, you're going to love this pasta. American supermarkets alone, 9 billion hot dogs are sold every year, so they've done this. They've done the work your stomach would usually do in digesting all the stuff. They pre-digested it and put it all together for you.
That's nice. Yes, that's nice.
So you have pasta. You have a box pasta, salt, onions, garlic, a dill pickle chips. You have butter, hot dogs, heavy cream, mustard, and fried onions. And you mix them all together. Doesn't that sound good?
Oh, it just sounds wonderful.
Yes. So it's
cream.
Oh, yeah. Heavy cream and hot dogs and pickles. I just think of the two together. Heavy cream and pickles. Doesn't that sound like your stomach's going to love that, huh?
Well, it sounds like I ate it and it came back up.
You're going to love it every single time you think of it. You know, you're going to have pasta burps.
And other things.
Yes, exactly.
So, you'll have no friends. Just don't wear any spandex pants, I think.
Please. This is the viral Olive Garden deal you've been waiting for. It's back for fall. And again, this is kind of a Chuck Whitaker kind of thing. Endless pasta. Endless pasta is back.
You know, that always sounds good, but I never could eat more than one plate.
I know. First of all, frankly, pasta is pretty inexpensive. As far as
it's
things
are going to... pretty filling, too.
Endless. Yeah, and endless whatever. But if those of you who are really into pasta, Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl is back. It started, actually, and it runs through November 16th. Today's what, the 25th? Yeah, started yesterday, yeah. Deal is $13.99, includes unlimited pasta plus unlimited soup or salad and breadsticks. Oh, good. They really want you to nap.
You'll be all blown up when you come out.
And new this year is the spicy three meat sauce, and guests can build up to 96 combinations of pasta and sauce with optional toppings for an additional $4.99.
Yep.
Sounds so tasty.
I remember at least had a church in Ellicott City back in the day. I'm talking about 60s. They had a spaghetti dinner on a Saturday to raise money.
Yep. You know?
And we're thinking, we're going to go over there. We were young men. We're going to go over there and clean that out. I ate one plate. Here's $10. Get out.
Yeah. Really?
Couldn't eat anymore.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we actually had, there was a pizza place that if two people could eat the entire pizza in 30 minutes, the pizza was free. And otherwise, it was like $30, which was a huge amount of money at the time. So it was me and my buddy Gary, And we sat down and ate this pizza. It was about an inch and a half thick with stuff. It was a thick crust, you know, the Chicago pie. It was a thick crust, and then it had like an inch and a half of stuffing. We got around halfway through it in 30 minutes, and neither of us could look at a pizza for the next 2 weeks. It was just, it wasn't a thing to do. And finally this is for Michelle, because I suspect she's this kind of gal. Yes, the laughing cow, you know, the little laughing cow cheese that you can get. You have the pumpkin spice cheese. That's about to rule your fall snack game. I would highly recommend, ladies, that you put this out in front of your husband during a football game, because, gosh, he'll love every single bite of it.
Cream cheese. Maybe.
Yes. Pumpkin spice cheese.
Not cheese.
Yes. Oh, it's pumpkin spice everything. I mean, I'm getting an oil and filter change. Valvoline, the pumpkin spice kind. it's everywhere. And that is today's food news. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck will check back in a few.
Yes.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More from Nick Freitas. He began to ask the Democrats sitting across the aisle from, again, this is all extemporaneous. Began to ask them, you know, define freedom for you guys. Because conservatives and Democrats apparently define freedom differently. For most of us conservatives, you're taking a look at freedom as personal freedom. Democrats look at freedom as the freedom to do things because the government has paid already for you. So it's a very different kind of perspective.
Whether you like it or not, when you talk about freedom on the other side of the aisle, it is always from the perspective of, here's another government program that's going to provide X. Every time you take a dollar, every time you make a rule, every time you make a restriction, you are ultimately limiting the choices that people are able to make in their own lives. The more you plan from a centralized perspective, the more planning opportunities you take away from people that, generally speaking, know far more about what they need for their individual lives and decisions than any of us do.
Now, when you take a look across the aisle, you know, in Annapolis, and you see the mindset of many of the folks across the aisle from you, do you figure that they get in Annapolis and figure they've been touched with the all-knowing sword blade, and they're now all-knowing, they know stuff that nobody else knows, so they should be in charge?
Bruce, he makes a great point, and the concept I'll never forget. In 2022 in Annapolis, for example, they passed a juvenile crime bill that got very soft on juvenile crime, yeah. Right? And it was so bad that in 2024 they had to come back and let's tighten this up a little bit, right? So they screwed it up and made it worse. They come back and say, we're going to make things better. And then they take credit for the very problem that they created. Yeah. And that's politics, kind of what the delegate is saying there by, you know, the government trying to fix these problems that they created in the first place. And then they take credit for it. He's just like Ronald Reagan. I'm from the most scary words. What do you say?
I'm
serious. I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Yeah, the nine scariest words in the English language. Yeah. Well, for Freitas, he characterized this as it's many people get into a legislature, they figure they're all knowing. They have the votes of their constituents. They know everything. And it's their job to fix everything.
We don't believe that as politicians, somehow when we got elected, we were automatically imbued with all of the intelligence and wisdom necessary to be able to micromanage the individual lives and decisions of over 8 million Virginians. And that doesn't make us mean, Mr. Speaker, it used to mean what a free country was. Because if the only thing freedom means is that you get to elect politicians to micromanage your life, well, then we're not living in a free country.
And that is the truth. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 651.
At Wallace Roofing, we don't just build roofs, we build relationships. Some of our customers are in their 80s and 90s. We've worked on their homes, their children's homes, and even their grandchildren's. That kind of trust is earned, not given, and we never take it for granted. We're a third-generation, family-run company, and I promise to be here when you need us. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700, MHIC 1566. Above all, a good roof.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home.
Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at MitchellScott.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. Be sure to listen to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio right here on WCBM Thursday evenings at 6 and Saturday morning at 11 o'clock to avoid making crucial mistakes in your retirement.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The inner loop coming up from 795 through Reisterstown Road is okay. They're in the shade. The minute you get up around the curve to Park Heights Avenue, you're in the bright sunshine. So they're having a problem right there because the sun is right on the windshield at that point. So it gives us a speed reduction. Then they adjust, and then we start moving okay towards Green Spring Avenue. But that's why you're backed up coming up from the ramp right at Reisterstown Road. The outer loop on the Park side is slow at Hartford Road. The west side still recovering from the earlier accident this morning on the outer loop before I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sunshine today, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s, cooling to the 50s overnight. Great snuggling weather. Much of the same tomorrow. Another beautiful day ahead of us. Glen Burnie, 59 degrees right now. Bel Air currently has 57 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's at 655. A bit more from Nick Freitas. And again, Nina, you say you think that he's retiring from politics?
I think that's for now he's retiring from the House of Delegates in Virginia, and I think he says he's not getting out of the game, so to speak. I think he's going to do more with podcasting and trying to affect the... I think his big thing, too, is... I mean, I think he's a Green Beret, or a former Green Beret. He wants to stop seeing men, this wokeism pushed on men, and I think he's going to have that, use his platform to spread his message that way. And he says, I was reading here during the break, thought that you should be in politics too long. But if you get called back to it one day, that's fine. So it looks like he had announced that he's retired, not seeking re-election, and going to go into kind of podcasting.
His presence and the manner in which he presents himself and the degree to which he is highly articulate on these kind of philosophical issues, I wish he would run for U.S. Senate down there. And I hope he would win, because he is a conservative along the molds of Marquand Mullen and some of the others, Chip Roy, who would be able to take the issue to the Senate floor and articulate a conservative point of view so that people will understand the difference, the core difference between conservatives and liberals. And there really are some substantial philosophical differences. I always wish that campaigns would run on a philosophical basis. What philosophy do you believe in? Of course, they never are.
And it would be great to see if Virginia could pull a Pennsylvania and flip that seat.
Yep.
I mean, Virginia's been very close. It may be a little bit more purple than Pennsylvania's, kind of right in the middle. But to pick up another Senate seat like Virginia, I mean, a great candidate like that, like Freitas, would be amazing. But I'm not sure if that's in the cards for him.
And he also, by the way,
based on what I'm reading,
He also, by the way, is not afraid to use somebody else's thoughts as he is expanding on them. I think the original quote from Margaret Thatcher was, "Socialism is great until you run out of other people's money."
You may want to get up here and lecture us all on how altruistic you are, but you know what? It's really easy to be generous with everybody else's money.
Yeah, which is the Virginia way of saying
that.
It
is so spot on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely spot on. When people talk about you conservatives are heartless. Well, how much heart does it take for me to say, Michelle, I'm going to take some of your income, and Julie, I'm going to take some of your income, and you know, I'm going to take some of your income, I'm going to give that to other people. Aren't I nice?
That mindset.
I mean, that's what the hell? It's not my money.
You talk about that mindset, or in Annapolis, that is the mindset.
Which is
amazing. The taxpayers is their personal, you know, they're just lending it out like it's their own money. No, no, no. The super Democrat supermajority in Annapolis, I mean, they have no problem taking credit for your tax dollars going to use. And they act, we got to fund our priorities, they always say. Well, we don't have the money to do it. Then they, what did they do this past session? Mm-hmm. They passed the largest tax increase. And then they'll play games with the wording. You know, we funded cancer research. We funded this. We funded that. Well, if they were priorities, Bruce, why didn't you fund it with the existing amount of tens of billions of dollars right. that we have without having to go back and raise all these fees and raise all these taxes? They weren't your priorities until you realized, wait, we need more money. So the things that shouldn't be priorities, well, you funded them. You took more money now from the people's back pockets to fund these things. And what happens? Then they take credit for it as if this is what they, you know, the things that we would all agree on, by the way.
Right.
That funding, okay, I'd rather...
You're fine. Do it out of your own wallet in your own time. That's how to show me you actually care about something. Taking money out of somebody else's wallet while they're not looking, or because you're big enough and strong enough, you can force them to give you your money. To me, that's not being nice. That's highway robbery. I mean, that's just theft.
But, Ben, we have these high-paying analysts that are in the state government that give us a budget forecast, and this is what we suspect is going to come in. We'll stay within those numbers. If not, let's trim it back.
Right.
We can't always go back to the people of Maryland saying we need more money. And they hide it in some of these fees, and they hide it in some, well, the tax, yep. until you call it out, which is what we do here.
Yeah, exactly. One final one, if we can squeeze it in.
I think you're wrong a lot, and I know you think I'm wrong a lot. The difference is that when I think you're wrong, I don't typically chalk it up to you being stupid, evil, mean, or racist. Maybe you could try the same thing.
Yeah. Again, that's Nick Freitas, F-R-E-I-T-A-S. I'll find the entire commentary he made and get it posted on Bruce's Brain sometime after the show this morning, so we'll be able to go ahead and check the entire thing out. It's really very... He's an impressive guy. He really is. 7 o'clock right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump takes a bold step that has his critics howling and questioning his authority to make such a move. It's the firing of Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
In a letter posted on his social media platform, the president said he's removing Cook because of allegations that she committed mortgage fraud. Cook had said she wouldn't leave her post despite the president previously calling for her to resign. The move is a sharp escalation in his battle to gain greater control over the nation's central bank, which historically has enjoyed political independence. For months, Donald Trump has berated Fed Chair Jerome Powell for not lowering interest rates. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Washington, D.C. has been murder-free for a dozen days now, and carjackings are down sharply since the president's crackdown on crime began. Presidential aide Stephen Miller says the citizenry is overjoyed, even if D.C.'s Democrat leaders are not.
I've had a chance to spend some time, as with everyone here, with the police officers in the city. Members of the public are going up to them and thanking them, just overflowing with gratitude, because for the first time in their lives, they can use the parks, they can walk on the streets. You have people who can walk freely at night without having to worry about being robbed or mugged. They're wearing their watches again. They're wearing jewelry again. They're carrying purses again.
Miller calls the doctoring of crime stats in the city a massive scandal. He says it's one we'll be hearing more about in the coming days. Northern California wine country, specifically Napa County, is burning again. A raging wildfire continues to burn despite the best efforts of firefighters to bring it to heel. Conditions are awful with extreme heat and tinder-dry conditions fanning the flames. No watches, no warnings posted as two tropical storms churn, one in the Atlantic, the other out in the Pacific. The Dow features down 55 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for shrimp.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with the next interest rate cut. If you have a qualified IRA or 401k, you could receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open your retirement account with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit AdvantageGold.com and get your free gold IRA guide. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Well, good morning. It's 7:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
We had an incident on the JFX. I thought it was going to be an accident that might be there for a while. Southbound, right at the city-county line, had a medic unit there, had all kind of stuff going on. They took a look at it. Apparently, there were no injuries, so they're in the process now of clearing the lanes, but we're still backed up a little bit if you're coming south of Ruxton Road. All the normal delays compounded with the bright sunshine on the inner loop of the Beltway through Park Heights Avenue. The west side still hurting from an earlier accident near I-70, and the Parkville side has filled in. Right now, we're in the area of 20 to 25-minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a beautiful day with plenty of sunshine and low humidity. Temperatures will rise to the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight will drop down to the 50s for a cool night, then it's back to the upper 70s and low 80s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Reiter with the latest from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore man has received two life sentences plus 28 years for the 2020 murders of two women on Clifton Park Terrace. Michelle Green, Julie Rice, and three other women were on a porch when Dondre Woods Bethel came out of his house and yelled, "Y'all need to clear the block." Bethel later came out of his house with a gun and began shooting at the women, killing Green and Rice. Following his arrest, Bethel told police he thought they were trying to break into his house. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says ensuring that the defendant is never able to threaten and kill more victims after 5 years of legal battling is a testament to the tenacity and perseverance of the Baltimore Police Department and Assistant State's Attorney Victoria Yeager. Three Anne Arundel County police officers sprung into action after a car crashed in the woods in Edgewater last week. Officials say a driver suffered a stroke before leaving the road. The officers were able to extricate the man and provide CPR, saving his life. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You could call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Birds dropped the opener of a four-game set to the Red Sox last night at Camden Yards, but you certainly can't blame Colton Cowser.
Colton Cowser, a couple of homers over the weekend, and Cowser, a first-pitch breaking ball. Slam to deep center. Rafael is on the room. It's another first-pitch breaking ball bash. Colton Cowser is starting to figure this thing out.
Kevin Brown had the call on Mass, and the Milkman is pumping it out. 9-for-24 in his last six games. Three homers, eight driven in, added a two-run single later for a three RBI night in the 4-3 loss to the Red Sox. After the game, manager Mancelino agreeing with Kevin Brown.
Just, you know, talking to Colton every day. He's working his butt off. He hasn't stopped. He's stayed optimistic. He's fun, the whole thing. And, you know, a couple 0-0 breaking balls lately. He's hit over the fence. I don't think we've really ever seen that out of him.
Last hour, we heard word from head coach John Harbaugh on how difficult it still is after all these years to tell a guy he didn't make the 53-man roster. Well, here's Harbaugh talking about how emotional it is to tell him that he did.
I hope fans and all of us can understand, you know, how much these guys put into it. You know, so when you get an opportunity to tell a player that he made the team, maybe especially a guy that you didn't expect necessarily to make the team, but I promise you, he was calling his mom and dad every night and telling them how it went and, you know, what'd the coach say and how many plays did you make and, you know, I had a good player, I had a bad player, whatever it is, and it's just like the whole your whole world's wrapped up into it as a family, you know. And
rosters will be finalized by 4 p.m. today. Coming up in 30 minutes, Roger Clemens expressing his gratitude to President Trump. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Port McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rock and roll child. Thank you, Michelle. Love you, man. Hour number two, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. And again, we are delighted that you have us in this and every morning. Starts up at 6 o'clock and we go straight through till 9. And then, of course, Kim Klasick comes in at 9:05, not a moment before. And then Kim is here with us from 9 till noon. And then, of course, Rob Carson is in. Great email in, I guess, in response to the Nick Friedis stuff from last hour. Good morning, all. One of the primary duties of government is to provide a safe environment for people to live and businesses to thrive. In this regard, the Democrats have failed miserably. It does no good to get the criminal off the street unless you can keep them off the street. The police can arrest, but then it's up to the prosecutors and judges to keep them off the street. As we have seen, pretrial release does no good for the public, especially when dealing with serial repeat offenders who stack up multiple arrests and convictions. If you want to improve the quality of life, keep them off the street, including the juvenile offenders. The problem for President Trump, I think, will be dealing with the prosecutors and judges. He may have more success if they keep the criminals in the federal judicial system. An issue for the Democrats is they don't want to solve the problem. As I have said before, and this is from...
Yeah, who wrote that? For spot on.
Yeah, Jim in the Outer Banks said...
Jim is spot on.
Yeah, as I have said before, a problem solved is no longer useful. A problem solved is no longer profitable, especially for fundraising. Great show as always. Jim's formerly of Crofton. He was on one of the two of the cruises with us. Great guy. Amazing. Former Secret
Bring
Service.
Bring Jim back and run him for state senator or delegate or something. Because, that's absolutely spot on. And actually, I think we're getting into it a little later. But J.D. Vance made some comments about Wes Moore and those governors yesterday. Where kind of what Jim was saying. I mean, he was basically what Vance, the vice president, said yesterday is, why are Democrat governors angrier about federal law enforcement helping clean up the streets than the fact that the streets are
cleaned up?
Yeah.
And that's they're so severe that the authorities in Washington, D.C. can't do the job. I would argue that the authorities here have not done the job. That same in Chicago, same in New York, same in San Francisco, same everywhere. Every urban area, Democrats have proven they cannot run big cities. But still, people keep electing them. Much less, take a look at New York. Oh, my God, they're going to have a socialist, a communist, in charge of that city. How is that going to work? And you're going to tell all the rich guys down on Wall Street, we're going to start taxing you like crazy. Guess what? They'll leave.
100%.
They'll leave.
And to Jim's point, I mean, that's the obligation of the government. Public safety. Number one priority, public safety.
Yep. Without a doubt. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. This is great, folks, because one of the things that's happening with the Texas redistricting is there are some individuals who will no longer have their legislative seat.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Old Jasmine was opining because she views herself as really, really patriotic. And thus, people who disagree with her must not be patriotic at all, right?
He knows that Democrats, it's not even about partisanship. It's about doing what's right. It's about doing the American thing. And to be clear, you can wave all the flags you want to. But I am telling you right now that the most unpatriotic people that we have in this country are MAGA and this president. You can't say that you love the Constitution while decimating it with every single stroke of a pen for an executive order, while decimating it, while you are disrespecting our troops that have signed up to protect our freedoms, not just here, but abroad. And then you're taking people's freedoms away using those exact same troops.
What freedoms are they taking away exactly? Oh, don't bother. There aren't really. They're taking away the rights of the criminals and illegals. I guess I can deal with that somehow.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal
team. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's the 713. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker. Good morning.
Morning. Trying to find an accident here. Some bright sunshine eastbound I-70 coming in from Howard County towards the Beltway. The initial report said between the Beltway and the park and ride, that would be over by Security Boulevard. Don't have a camera there, just waiting for the information. They're slowing here eastbound after the bridge, and I think most of this is the bright sunshine right there, but we'll check. Keep an eye on it. We have traffic moving, but there's a report of an accident in that area. JFX still a bit slow yet from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. There was a wreck there. A couple of vehicles might still be on the shoulder southbound before Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, very quick question for you. If somebody's on the highway and they deliberately change lanes into somebody else, do you report that as an accident or as an on purpose?
That's up for grabs.
Okay. Thought I'd check.
You're not going to get me in the middle of that.
Talk Radio 680.
Did you see my next report? We have an on purpose on the outer loop south of Windsor Mill Road.
There you go.
The last guy didn't mean to hit it, but the first three guys were on purpose.
Yes, they were on purpose.
Okay.
Upper 70s, low 80s today. Cooling to 50s overnight tonight. Much of the same tomorrow. 57 in Bel Air. Baltimore currently 60 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once now for the mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
This is a fascinating soundbite, actually broken in half just for purposes of broadcast, because you talk about who is MAGA, what is MAGA. You've heard Jasmine Crocker just a minute ago disrespecting people who are MAGA because some of they are not patriotic. Check out this conversation. The guy is on TikTok, and he's talking about an interaction he had with a fellow on the street. The fellow on the street is a very leftist kind of guy, older fella, who warned him about wearing his MAGA t-shirt and his MAGA hat.
This older white guy comes up to me, pointing to my shirt, and he said, "Let me talk to you real quick." So I walk over there. I'm like, "What's up, man?" He said, "You shouldn't be wearing that shirt right now. You're going to offend a lot of people." I was like, "Who? Who am I going to offend?" He said, "Immigrants." I start laughing. I'm like, "I'm an immigrant. I support the president." He's like, "No, you're not." I was like, "Yeah, born and raised in Iran, man." He gets all confused and he's like, how about the soldiers, military is being deployed to target protesters?" I was like, "I like law and order, too. I like stores that are not looted. I like taxi cabs that are not burned. I don't know about you. I support him on that."
Yeah. Well, the guy didn't know exactly how to handle that. And then he laid it really on him.
If you are talking about immigrants, you're wrong. You're talking about illegal immigrants. I spent 3 years in a refugee camp in Turkey, waited my turn with no source of education, no source of income, because we knew what was on the other side. And when we got here, we didn't raise the Iranian flag. We raised the American flag and the Texas flag, and we still do today. You're not talking about immigrants. You're talking about illegal immigrants, those people who invaded this country. You all are more than welcome to get the hell out and go find another place.
Now that is MAGA. That is what MAGA is all about. For Jasmine Crockett, who doesn't
that's
know
patriotic.
Who doesn't know what MAGA is, that is MAGA, a guy who came into this country legally, learned a craft in this or a trade in this country, and when he got here, realized he's not going to be raising the Iranian flag because he's an Iranian American. He's going to be raising the American flag and the Texas flag because that's where he happened to be from, and he's going to do it every day because he believes in the values of this country. And that, to me, is a truly laudable, wonderful kind of thing to see.
And that's exactly the type of people MAGA welcomes to the country legally, number one. And she has the nerve to sit there and say that MAGA people are unpatriotic. And where all she does and the left, they're pushing sanctuary counties. They're pushing illegal the rights of illegals before actual Americans, number one. And number two, she made that stupid comment, something about the soldiers, when the reality of the situation is the numbers for our military recruitment seem to be the highest they've ever been. So it's almost like everything she says, it's the complete opposite.
Right. Well, she lives in a very different reality.
Yes.
Come to, off your election, something tells me she'll be living in a spectacularly different reality, one in which she is no longer a congressperson. But she'll feel somehow just... And part of what truly annoys me about this, this woman, for early education, she was from St. Louis. She went to a school called MICDS, Mary Institute Country Day School, a merger of two very expensive private schools. One of the prime benefactors, I guess, was Vincent Price. Gave a lot of money. I've seen the campus. My daughter used to teach there. I've seen the campus. This campus is better than most private college or university campuses. It's gorgeous. Truly. I went to a private college. This is a nicer campus for this high school than we had where I went to college. And then she went on to other very Tony schools. She graduated from college in a very Tony college. And all of a sudden, she's a street punk.
Yeah.
Really? This is totally not believable.
It's a lie. I mean, it's an absolute lie, and it's sad that that's what needs to be. She should be bragging about her education and how people that aren't privileged should hopefully one day aspire to be something
right.
that like a congressperson. But instead, she plays this role like she's a street woman, and then just yelling and screaming and getting all tough and cussing and screaming, and it's just for what?
Yeah, but it's for show. It's
sure.
Because she thinks that that's the product she's able to sell. And so far, it's worked for her, except it looks like she's going to be out of a congressional seat. She could run in one of the new congressional seats, but four of the five of the new congressional seats, at least as I understand it, are majority Hispanic. And so the chances of her being able to sell her song and dance in any of those districts is pretty damn slim. And that is your mega, mega movement update.
And we are just getting started.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean Casey has the week off. I'm Bruce Elliott. And as always, thank you so much for being with us. Nino Minchin.
I just wanted to add when we this with Jasmine Crockett, right? We're not just saying this for the sake of saying it, right? There was she was at a speech where she called the president a piece of, you can put it, finish, the wannabe Hitler. She just called MAGA unpatriotic. Whatever, that's fine, but if you want to say that. But it's like you're labeling half of the country, more than half the country, is unpatriotic. And it just... evidence. I wanted to provide some evidence there of what we were saying so somebody's not just saying, well, you guys just don't, the typical, you guys are racist, that's why you don't like her. No, who calls the president at a speech a POS? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and look, she's been inappropriate, and again, it's because she's taking this affect of, I'm from the streets, though I talk direct, like we do on the streets. The streets she's from are like Easy Street, okay? This is like Danny Warbucks time here. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:21. Joining me right now from the offices of Michael A. Freeman is Stephen Freeman. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Hey, Bruce. How you guys doing?
Hey, Stephen.
Doing very well. Thank you. So what are we talking about today?
So today we're talking about out-of-state personal injury cases. We get lots of calls and website inquiries. Do we handle automobile accident cases in other states? And the answer is yes. As a matter of fact, last week I just settled a case. My client, who is living in Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, was on a motorcycle. He was struck by a drunk driver. We were able to settle his case. So we handle out-of-state cases all of the time. So a couple things that are very important for us when we're handling an out-of-state case. Number one, in our office, Rachel is licensed to practice in Florida. So if that case that I just settled, you know, wasn't able to settle, she would be able to go to court in Florida. All of the other states, we have partnerships with different law firms that if we need to go to trial, they will sit with us at the trial. But most cases settle. So here are a couple important factors that we have to look to in out-of-state cases. Number one, is that state a contributory negligence state or comparative negligence state? Now, we know, unfortunately, in Maryland that we have this awful defense of contributory negligence, which again means that as the plaintiff, if you're deemed to be only 1% at fault from the accident, you're completely barred from recovery. I mean, it's a harsh standard, and
wow.
Unfortunate, you know, we have such a high insurance lobby here in the state that it's going to be here to stay. Only three other states has contributory negligence, so it's Alabama, North Carolina, and Virginia, and also the District of Columbia. So that's very difficult. Comparative negligence, which we've been fighting for, is the majority of states. So even if, let's say, you're 50% at fault for the accident, you could still recover up to 50%. That's the much more fair standard. And number two, in out-of-state cases, what are the statute of limitations? So in Maryland, if you're involved in a personal injury accident, you have to either file a lawsuit or settle the case within 3 years from the date of the accident. For example, Florida, it's 2 years. Pennsylvania, our neighbor state, is 2 years. So that's really important. So folks, really, if you've been in an auto accident or really any personal injury case in the United States, give us a call. We're experts in the field, 410-363-6848, or go to our website, chock full of great information, maflaw.com. Bruce, Nino, have an awesome week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday. Appreciate it.
So look forward to it. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. 723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County apparently just now arriving at a wreck, White Marsh Boulevard at Pulaski Highway over on the east side. There are some injuries involved there, so heads up, medic unit also should be arriving just about now. We're still getting a report. I still have not seen it. They're finding the bright sunshine. Report of the wreck was eastbound I-70 on the Patapsco River Bridge, and I've been looking back towards Route 29 and through that area. If it's there, it would be creating a backup at least back to 29. So just keep an eye on it, and we'll see what happens. But they're waiting for more information again from the state police. All the morning backups are out there on the Beltway. JFX was hurting a little bit from a wreck near the city-county line. 25-minute delays right now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 725. Sunshine today, highs around 78 to 82. Cooling in the 50s overnight tonight. Much of the same tomorrow. Coming up, by the way, later on in the show, right after 8 o'clock, we have
John Myrick. He is a candidate for governor, and should be a great conversation. I said earlier today, we've met John a number of times, and he's out and about campaigning, so you'll probably run into him.
Yep. Dundalk 57, Ellicott City 56 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Nito had asked a very provocative question during the commercial. I said, how do you prove the degree of responsibility? And I said, well, since I'm a Mary guy, you know, I always assume that 100% of it is my responsibility. and that it doesn't matter. I'll just take it from that basis and move forward. And Julie, what did you say? She said, call my husband, please. Let him know. Well, Julie, it's easy. Just tell him. You see, the way I go about it, I'm like the shop steward, and she's management. So when the kids were growing up, I could go to them and say, listen, I wish I could help you out on this issue, this having ice cream after dinner thing, but I'll talk to management, see what they have to say.
I love it.
I'm kind of limited in what I can actually accomplish here, but it's not in the contract. So we have to sit down and see if we negotiate this. So what would you like to offer management in return? See, that's the only way I got through it, because once I could handle my son. Because I'm a guy, and I know what the testosterone does, and roughly at what age. I was so clueless with my daughter. I mean, just absolutely clueless. Plus, of course, from birth, she had me wrapped around a little
finger.
Exactly. You know, so there are those two things contributing one to the other. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kim Strassel over the Wall Street Journal. We talked about this briefly yesterday, you know, but I didn't follow up on it because we ran out of time. She said, what's happening in the states, and she mentioned, specifically mentioned Maryland in this conversation. What's happening in the states is they raise taxes. And the excuse this time around is, oh, it's Trump's fault we're doing this.
The amusing thing here it is they're trying to suggest that they're doing this in part as a response to the Republican tax bill that just passed, that they need to even the playing field because it was too nice to rich people, etc. The problem is just obviously chronic overspending.
Yeah, it's not a matter of not having enough tax dollars. It's chronic overspending. This guy, Moore, took over. We had a budget surplus. It's one thing. I mean, look, there are a lot of things on which I happen to disagree with Larry Hogan. But he left his administration. We had a surplus. This guy's run that surplus into a deficit in a minute and a half.
I had to listen to this all legislative session where the Democrats and the superintendent blamed Trump when the budget was going off the rails. The analysts, like I said, you're going to have a structural deficit. This was years ago. We said you couldn't afford the Kerwin bill years ago. And all that finally came, well, the bill came due, basically.
Yeah.
It's time to pay the check, and we didn't have the money, unless you raise taxes.
Took the credit card, ran it up to the credit limit, and now you can, if you can't pay the minimum, what the hell are you going to do? You ask for an increase in your credit line? No, you put yourself on a budget and stop spending as much, because you'll never dig yourself out of debt. And you'll have to, what to do is, eventually, you have to cheapen the dollar in order to have dollars that are cheaper so you can pay off the more expensive debt. Strassel says the states, by the way, are in the process. They're redefining what rich is.
What's interesting is the ever-changing definition of the rich, okay? If you look, for instance, this is now being dumbed down in other states. Maryland, it's got a new tax in place for, it's going after people who make more than $500,000 a year. Connecticut is evaluating a similar plan.
Yeah. I've had a lifelong problem with the idea that different people are taxed at different rates in this country. That it used to be because you had all the exemptions. You'd start off with a tax rate of 90%, but then eventually you get back down to reasonable. After they simplified the tax code, you still have people. Some people are taxed at 20%. Some people are taxed at 30%. Why? How is that equal treatment out of the law?
When you start reaching in there, you're in the realms of upper middle class, especially in these very expensive places to live. And a lot of those people have families. They look around, poor schools, not much that they're getting back by way of state services. And those are the folks we were just talking about. They're going to up sticks and end up in Texas or Florida or Georgia or someplace that is not going to penalize them simply for existing.
Yeah. And, you know, we see that here.
Yeah, I know we're coming up against it, but I want to make the point that a lot of this is relative. You and I would love to make a half a million a year, The point is you have some of these high earners that just got a tax increase in the state of Maryland, $500,000 a year, and you're number one, you're paying the state tax, the federal tax, the local tax, two kids in a nice private school, your cars, your big house, your mortgage. All of a sudden, you're not saving. No. So the point is, it's relative to their lifestyle. With that said, why would that person remain in Maryland if they can take their jobs elsewhere?
No particular reason. That's why they're leaving. 7:30 right now. News, Julie Ryder.
Good morning. City police are identifying the victim of a deadly shooting in West Baltimore. Officers responded around 9:30 Friday night and found Devon Hare suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. This was in the 700 block of Druid Park Lake Drive. Hare was later pronounced dead at a local hospital. There have been 90 homicides in Baltimore so far this year, compared to 129 at this time last year. The union representing some Anne Arundel County school bus drivers voted Monday to authorize a strike amid stalled contract negotiations. negotiations. The union says the drivers safely transport Anne Arundel County public school students every day, and they deserve more than a last, best, and final offer. They deserve fair pay and respect. In a statement, Student Transportation of America says it's communicating with union leaders, the Anne Arundel County Public School District, and local drivers about the contract discussions. The STA remains hopeful that the matter will be resolved quickly so it can continue to provide safe, reliable services for students. And some Ocean City residents are under a boil water advisory after a water main break was discovered on Monday. People living in the area of 120th Street Bayside should boil their water before drinking it, brushing their teeth, making ice, or preparing food. Officials recommend that the water be brought to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute. The town and Department of Environment are monitoring the system, and when water service and quality are fully restored, the advisory will be lifted. Next up, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep
high
breath.
Five, high five.
You're
I'm
in
top.
A good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig high speed five. Internet and advanced security, all high on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
And these are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3, 368. The pick 4, 2439. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like this wreck on I-70 is right here in the median eastbound. It's after the Patapsco River Bridge. Everybody's off to the side, but there's a guy standing out in front of the vehicle. Everybody's kind of looking at it. They have the sunshine on their windshield. So it's pretty tough right now if you're coming east of Route 29, then across the bridge, and eventually into the Beltway. That wreck at White Marsh Boulevard and Pulaski Highway involves a car and a dump truck. Now a rescue underway there. So again, that local traffic right there at the ramp, be on the lookout for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a beautiful day with plenty of sunshine and low humidity. Temperatures will rise to the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight will drop down to the 50s for a cool night, then it's back to the upper 70s and low 80s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Red Sox pitching stymied the Orioles last night, striking out 13 batters, including 5 by the bullpen over the final 4 innings of a 4-3 Sox win over Baltimore. Manager Mancelino in the postgame.
You know, wasn't disappointed in the at-bats by any means. You know, I thought the at-bats were solid. Just, you know, wasn't able to get those two runners at second over to third base, and you know, can't do that. It's hard to win in this league.
Someone who was able to drive in runs last night was Colton Cowser. He was the exception. 3-for-4, a solo shot, and a 2-run single. Tonight, Kyle Bradish scheduled to make his long-awaited return to the mound. 14 months removed from Tommy John surgery, Bradish finished 4th in the Cy Young voting back in 2023. An interesting revelation came out of the Orioles press conference last Friday announcing the signing of Sam Basayo, and that is just how long the Orioles have known and about and scouted Basayo. Here's GM Mike Elias.
And we have the utmost faith that he's going to continue to be the young man that he's been since we've known him, which is when he was 14, 15 years old. So
14 years old, that means that they have been scouting and knowing Sam Basayo for 8 years before making his Major League debut. Red Sox and Yankees legend Roger, I'm sorry, 6 years actually. Red Sox and Yankees legend Roger Clemens expressed his gratitude for President Donald Trump's support for his case to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Trump writing in a post on social media on Sunday, saying there was, quote, no evidence that Clemens was a steroid cheat and that the issue must not wait to be resolved. resolve once the two-time World Series champ passes away, as he compared the situation to that of Pete Rose. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills yesterday, Lamar Jackson did indeed hit the practice field for Baltimore.
I thought he looked good. You know, it's a good practice. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of mental work, obviously, for the quarterback here at this point in time. So he's working through that, trying to get it right.
Head coach John Harbaugh would later address the injury that has kept Jair Alexander out of the lineup.
Yeah, well, he's been working hard as far as all the non-football stuff. So, you know, he's been chomping at the bit. You know, he's been trying to break out of prison. You know, he's been locked away in there. It's a nice place. It's beautiful. But in his mind, it's a prison nonetheless.
Talking about the facility, of course, Alexander will practice next week, according to Harbaugh, as the team prepares for the Bills. News and notes around the NFL. Bengals pass rusher Trey Hendrickson agrees with Cincinnati on a $14 million pay bump for this season. The team trades backup quarterback Kenny Pickett to the Raiders in somewhat of a surprise move. And the Commanders and Terry McLaurin agree on a three-year extension worth up to $96 million. The time now is 7:37 when we return, taking advantage of the name of Babe Ruth.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is truly a crazy story here, guys. A Tennessee man with the same name as New York Yankees legend Babe Ruth is facing charges alleging that he used the names of hundreds of dead or retired pro baseball players to make phony claims for payouts in class action settlements. The indictment charges George Herman Ruth, 69 years of age, with 91 counts, including mail fraud, aggravated identity theft, fraudulent use of Social Security numbers, money laundering, making false statements to his probation officer. Wait, there's more! And possessing firearms after having previously been convicted of numerous felonies.
Yeah.
The indictment says that Ruth obtained or attempted to obtain more than $550,000 through the scheme sought payouts and lawsuit settlements using former Major League Baseball players' names.
Interesting, in court, he pointed at the upper right-hand corner and called what prison he was going to be going to. So,
I wonder if his real name is George Herman Ruth in the first place.
You got to wonder. Right? With that as a background.
If he's using all these other names, really? When he used that
His real name is Lou Gehrig, but nobody believed that.
In the great state of Tennessee.
All right, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because I frequently hear you refer to the individual who has to be in charge, the field in charge of the Orioles as Manager Mancelino.
Manager Mancelino, yeah. Yes.
I'm just wondering, after how many years will you actually refer to him by his first name?
Well, if he's here next year, which I doubt that he will, but I'll consider it. But the reason why I use Manager Mancelino as opposed to Tony Mancelino, because the alliterative thing.
Yeah.
You know, the M&M, you know, I just think it rolls off the tongue nicely, you know?
Yeah. All right.
I mean, I don't think it's do you think it's a sign of disrespect?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, Sportsman Stein, I don't. not at all. More with Sportsman Stein coming up right at the top of the hour.
Wait, don't you mean Sports Legend Stein?
Yes, right. You're right. Terribly sorry.
Just checking.
Terribly, terribly sorry.
Just trying to be exact.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Nina Mangione sitting in. Sean has the week off, and he'll be back next week, and I'll be out. So we have back-to-back weeks. This past Friday, we said, I see you in a couple of weeks. This is interesting. The vice president, you know, you referred to this earlier. The vice president yesterday made a statement having to do with the Democratic governor's hesitance to have anybody come in and actually help them clean up the streets in some of the big cities they have within their states who need the help.
Why are Democrat governors angrier about federal law enforcement helping clean up their streets than they are about the fact that those streets need to be cleaned up to begin with? It shows a real sickness in the head. And I agree with the President of the United States. I think most Democrats, rank and file, nobody likes crime. Republicans don't like crime. Democrats don't like crime. Independents don't like crime. Why are Democratic governors doing everything in their power to make crime easier to do in their cities? It doesn't make an ounce of sense to me.
No, it doesn't. But if what they do is they jimmy the numbers, so it looks like the number's going down. I mean, the way I say it, kind of a offhanded, slightly crass way of characterizing it, but the Democratic mayors and governors will take a look at crime, and they have sodomy reduced to following too close. I mean, this is what they do. There's a deliberate distortion of what the crime numbers actually are. I'm not saying this happens in Baltimore, of course. However, other cities, this probably occurs.
I agree. Absolutely, there's some fudging of the numbers. But I also want to point out, too, this is what they also play games. Like Governor Moore the other day saying, keep our names out of your mouth.
Oh, yes.
And if you're not willing to stand with our people, keep your names out of our mouth. Well, Donald Trump, let's be honest, and this is all of us, we are not referring to everybody in the city of Baltimore, right? There are thousands, hundreds of thousands of honest, decent, hardworking, great Baltimoreans. But to deny that there's a drug problem, a gang problem, a violence problem, a murder problem is political theater that just cannot be allowed to go forward when these are real issues that Donald Trump is actually offering a helping hand. For, you're talking about if you're not willing to help, then keep our name out of our mouth. No, he is willing to help.
Yes.
You're just not going to take the help.
Yeah, because what you'll do instead is you say, well, look, the people in Guilford, they're happy. Yeah, because they're not committing crimes. Yeah. And might I note, for those of you who've not been by Guilford in the last 25 years, that they have closed off that area. It's difficult to get to drive into Guilford. You have to know which road you're going to go into and which street you're going to take out to get out of there. I mean, this is how those with wealth have trying to protect themselves. They have a private security system going in. Yeah, they have a low crime rate there because they're taking care of it themselves. But what do you do if you're poor? What do you do if you're living in the projects? You can't afford a private security system. Instead, you have to live with the criminals who are in the apartment above.
I was at a friend's restaurant in the city for his annual event on Sunday, and he would agree 100% with us. So, again, we're not saying that the entire city of Baltimore or every last person that lives in the city is the problem. But, again, you cannot deny the reality.
Yeah, well, they can.
Well,
and they've gotten away with it.
Yeah.
So now you have a guy who's actually calling them
on it. Yeah.
But by saying, look, it sucks where you are. Let me come and help you. Oh, no, we're fine, thanks.
Yeah.
Keep our name out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Fine. Done. 7:43 coming up in 60 seconds. WCBM Fake News. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Sabarni's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. JFX is still slow from an earlier incident that was southbound inside the city county line, and we're still very slow here at Brookston Road down to at least Northern Parkway. Most of the vehicles apparently were on the shoulder, but it doesn't take much to grab some attention right through there. Single vehicle in the median, eastbound I-70 after the Patapsco River Bridge. That's creating a backup. They're also fighting the bright sunshine in that area. Delays now 45 minutes at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're backed up on 895 all the way back to and beyond the bridge at Moravia Road. 95 south is backed up through the city-county line. That's a rescue, and it's a car. I think it's a car and a dump truck for sure at White Marsh Boulevard and the ramp at Pulaski Highway. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive keep you ready to go. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by, get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the breeze on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sunshine today. Highs are on 78 to 82 degrees. Tonight cools down to the 50s tomorrow. Pretty much the same as today. Very, very nice outside. Right now, your temperatures are in the moderate to cool range, actually. You have around 68 degrees currently if you are downtown Baltimore, and 65 degrees if you're in Bel Air. All right, time once again for us to choose your fake news, give you the opportunity to match wits with our panel. Four individuals on the panel this morning, plus Timothy in Crownsville. Timothy, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Would you like to go first, second, third, fourth, or last?
I want to follow Kristen. Is Kristen there?
No, Kristen is not here, so I put you on hold for a couple days.
I guess I'll go last. She's always right.
I know she is. She smokes the rest of us on a regular basis. So you're going to go last. All right, you got it. Here are your stories, then. And by the way, on the line, is a couple of great 100th anniversary things from WCBM. That's right, we're more than 100 years old, man. Story number one. I simply read them, Chuck. I don't make up the words.
That's what they say.
Rail operator, this is from, I forget what publication. Rail operator will issue $116 fines for bear beating on trains. That's B-A-R-E, not B-E-A-R. Bear beating on trains. This is Irish, the Irish lines, the Irish rail, which in Gaelic I can't pronounce. All right, so what this means, by the way, is playing music loudly. It's not what you think, Chuck, at all, at all. I just pass that along as an informational kind of thing.
Okay.
All right, so that's $116 fine for bear beating.
I'll remind myself of that if I take a train in Ireland next week.
That's good. Yeah. Apparently, what you're thinking of is perfectly fine. Story number two. Cows do kill more humans than sharks. That is a fact check that's been done. Every week is Shark Week around here, thanks to seemingly endless reports of people's encounters with that big bad fish. Fact-checking publication Snopes this past weekend investigated a viral meme's claim that cows kill more people than sharks every year, which, of course, makes sense to me because cows really don't have a lot of contact with sharks. But no, I'm talking about cows kill more people than sharks kill people, is what I'm actually saying. The cows apparently stomp on people more often than people get bit by sharks. That's the story. That's the story from Snopes. That's okay. Story number three. Kentucky has issued a new instruction for recruiting state police officers. They can now use the Daniel Boone coonskin cap with a little tail on it, similar to the ones we had, for formal police duties. Kentucky state troopers have added that to their recruiting sales pitch to potential officers. This week, they announced that officers are now approved to wear the department approved coonskin cap. Update was shared on the department's official Facebook page and its Facebook recruiting page. Something new is landing in Kentucky, the department said in a social post. Our officers are now approved to wear the coonskin cap while on duty. So those are your three stories. Story number one. Enough of that bear beating, Chuck. Story number two. Cows kill more humans than sharks. Story number three. If you go to Kentucky, you get pulled over. Chances are the officer may be wearing a coonskin cap. Interesting story. So we'll start with Nino.
I have to say the cow story, although it sounds far-fetched, it could be real because I was at the Hereford 4-H event the other day with the junior farmers and almost got ran over by a cow.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They all sound real. I'll just go with number three.
You're going to go with number three. Nino goes with number three. Okay, Jules?
I'm going to agree with Nino that coonskin's cap does not sound legit.
All right. You're going to go with number three as well. I will go with you next.
Michelle,
yeah. I'm looking at if people have to identify who me is.
I'm choosing number three as well.
You go with number three. Chuck, are you going to make it unanimous?
Might as well.
All right. He makes it unanimous. Everybody so far is going with number three. What about you, Timothy?
Number one, that was Ira. Was Rosie on that train?
No, she's in the cow story.
I'll go with everybody. I'll go with number three.
Excuse me, number three as well.
She's in the cow story, Chuck.
Story number one.
She's killed a few more people than sharks, I can tell you.
That story number one is true. The Irish rail is now going to fine you for bear beating on trains. Story number two, another true story. Yes, cows do kill more humans annually than sharks kill people. So, Nino, I mean, your experience was a near-death experience.
God bless those 4-H kids. I'm telling you, those cows are massive. So I did not doubt that for a second. They're massive animals.
Did you see any of them with the little rings in their nose?
No.
Yeah. I grew up in farm country in the Midwest. Whenever I see women with those little rings in their nose, I get these flashbacks. It's sad. Story number three, you were all correct. It is not Kentucky who's done this. Huh. Texas says that they can now wear cowboy hats while on duty.
Okay. Yeah,
oh, that's cowboy.
So there you go. If you want to really hang on, we'll get your information from you and get you your prizes, and congratulations to you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
7:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Looking for funds just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hi, this is Jim with Wallace Roofing and Construction. We've been in business for over 90 years, and for good reason. Around here, honesty and integrity still matter. We don't cut corners, we don't use subcontractors, and we never chase a quick dollar. We believe in doing the job right the first time. Call Wallace Roofing today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566, Wallace Roofing. Above all, a good roof.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. And Chuck, we have something very special for you right after this. So how the roads look?
The wreck at White Marsh Boulevard here is a little closer to the ramp at Philadelphia Road and up through that area. Not quite at the ramp at Pulaski Highway. So a lot of equipment on the scene. And there's a big backup in that area. More equipment now arriving there. So was a vehicle and a dump truck involved. And the rescue is still underway. So local traffic there at the ramp at White Marsh and Pulaski Highway. And if you're coming off of 95 on 2 White Marsh Boulevard, it's adding to that delay. Yes, what do you have for me?
Well, this is kind of special, actually, because I was able to get, I had a conversation with the people at the Buffet City, a place where apparently you spend most of your days, because after all, it's a buffet, which makes sense to me. And they have a new menu. I thought I'd fill you in.
Egg and Spam! Egg, bacon, and Spam! Egg, bacon, sausage, and Spam! Spam, bacon, sausage, and Spam! Spam, egg, Spam, Spam, bacon, and Spam! Spam, 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 egg, and Spam! Spam, 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 baked beans, Spam, 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 and Spam! Oh, lobster thermidor, crevettes with mayonnaise sauce, garnished with truffle pate brandy, and a bag of butter and Spam!
So... there you go, Chuck.
I didn't know Debbie was working there.
It's 7:54.
I'm a dead man now.
You are indeed a dead man now. Sunshine today. Highs in the upper 70s, low 80s. Cooling to the 50s overnight tonight. Tomorrow, carbon copy of today. Just gorgeous outside. Temperatures right now are very, very pleasant as you head out. 59 degrees currently in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore currently, it's 63. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 7:55. All right, this is interesting. J.D. Vance yesterday was asked about this investigation into John Bolton and exactly where this seems to be leading.
If we think that Ambassador Bolton has committed a crime, of course, eventually prosecutions will come. And this is all part of gathering evidence, trying to understand something that we're worried about. And, of course, I'll let the FBI comment on the next stage of the investigation.
In other words, he's going to deal himself out. The administration is going to deal themselves out. They say this is an FBI investigation, not the administration investigation, they're trying to figure out whether or not Bolton has classified materials that he used for writing this book that he wrote back in 2019.
Classified documents are certainly part of it, but I think that there's a broad concern about Ambassador Bolton. They're going to look into it, and like I said, if there's no crime here, we're not going to prosecute it. If there is a crime here, of course, Ambassador Bolton will get his day in court. That's how it should be. But again, our focus here is on, did he break the law? Did he commit crimes against the American people? If so, then he deserves to be prosecuted.
Now, here's the deal. You have to have a little bit of a long memory on this. 2019, Bolton writes a book, and the book is just, he contends he doesn't have to have clearance for it. Well, the courts eventually say, no, you do have to have clearance for it. You got to bring this book in front of those individuals who would be able to say, you have to redact this and redact that, because you're talking about classified materials. He does, but at that point, the book is like 2 weeks from publication date, from release date. It's published. It's written. All the books are there sitting on the shelves. So the judge says, because of the circumstance, we're going to let the book go ahead and be published. However, you've done a very bad thing here. That's basically the admonition that he gave Bolton in 2019. You're disclosing classified information. You did not go through clearance. We're going to let this go because it was the Biden administration. We're going to let this go, but you've got a problem. And don't do this again or you'll have severe consequences. The question now is, all right, did he have classified material sitting around his house that he used for doing this book, or was it all from memory? Because he was discussing classified information in this book. There's no real statute of limitations on this. If in 2019 he was using classified materials that he was not authorized to use, the administration, the American people, have the right to know what the hell's going on. Does he still have this stuff sitting around? Does he have other stuff sitting around? So that's what this case is all about. It's not that this is a witch hunt. This is a continuation of a case that was begun under the first Trump administration, ash canned as soon as Biden came into office. And this is simply picking up that case where it ended back in 2019. Clear enough? Fine. Good. Now, this guy named Miles Taylor, who's also kind of in this food chain, says, uh-oh, they're going to come get all of us.
You could take almost anybody in senior government service who's had access to a lot of classified information and make a plausible case to a judge to say, you know, I bet somewhere in his house he screwed up and there's a classified document, you know, under a coffee cup somewhere.
Really? Really? Seriously? So really, just kind of that casual with the classified documents, are you? This is like when Joe Biden, who did not have the right to do this, would leave a skiff as a U.S. senator with classified documents that he stored next to his Corvette. I mean, really? Seriously? You're going to contend that? So what Miles Taylor is saying, well, because if I happened to take something home, it's purely inadvertent. And certainly by this time, you would have returned it, wouldn't you? If you saw his classified? A little too late now, sport. So if they come after you, it's going to be because you've screwed up. And you've taken classified materials out of a classified area, and you've taken it home. And that is against the law, and you signed something to say you're not going to do this. Now, you know, I had to go through a security clearance. I was doing some work for a contractor some years ago, some narration stuff. We had the Riot Act read to us before we got our little badges. We had to take the badges and hide them when we walked out of the building. You need to walk out of the building with your badge showing, because somebody could have then simply photograph it with a little camera. They could duplicate it, and all of a sudden you got a real security issue. We had the Riot Act read to us that if somebody did that, we would be in trouble deep, and they meant it. And this is that world. I mean, this is that world. You don't do this stuff. I mean, Bolton knew it. Biden knew it. This guy, Mick Taylor, knew it. They all know it. You don't do that stuff. So trying to soft pedal this is, oh, it just might be sitting under a coffee cup somewhere. Well, if it is, you better see if you can erase the coffee rings and slip it back to where it belongs, because they're coming to get you otherwise. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason.
Allegations of mortgage fraud are cited as President Trump hands a Federal Reserve governor her walking papers. But Lisa Cook refuses to step down, insisting the president lacks the authority to fire her. Crime-plagued cities all across the country would be wise to welcome federal assistance from the president. That, according to GOP strategist Aaron McGuire.
McGuire says if there are any big cities that don't want the assistance,
it's because they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, unfortunately.
She says not only has the program been working in D.C.,
it will make a difference in any city where this is allowed to happen.
And she says it appears the only reason local Democrat leaders reject the idea is because they don't want to win for President Trump.
And I can't imagine hating someone so much that as an elected official, I would rather watch my city burn than be safe.
McGuire was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reported.
And now the crime fighter in chief is taking aim at cashless bail.
The president argues that cashless bail, the policy of allowing people to be released from jail without paying any money before trial, leads to more crime.
We're ending it, but we're starting by ending it in D.C.
His executive order will stop it in Washington, D.C., where he has federal authority. He's also threatening to withhold or revoke federal funding to local and state governments that offer cashless bail. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It was a solemn event, President Trump marking the four-year anniversary of the deadly U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan under then-President Biden. Southwest Airlines will soon require plus-size travelers to pay for an extra seat in advance if they can't fit within the armrests of one seat, a change part of several updates that the airline is making. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 69 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention investors with a 401k, IRA, or retirement account. The dollar has lost over 25% of its value in the past 5 years, and it's only going to get worse. Are you prepared for what's about to happen next? We are Advantage Gold, the number one customer-rated gold IRA company in America, and we are helping Americans prepare for the great de-dollarization by diversifying their portfolios with physical precious metals. We've partnered with former chief economist of the IMF, Kenneth Rogoff, to give away his latest book called Our Dollar, Your Problem, a must-read for investors. Call 800-741-GOLD, and we'll rush a free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem, to your doorstep, and include our special gold IRA investing kit, valued at $49. The dollar is losing value fast. Call 800-741-GOLD now to get your free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem and our free gold IRA investing kit. Supplies are limited. Consult your tax and financial professional before investing. Call 800-741-4653. That's 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
White Marsh Boulevard is now closed east of 95, and it looks like it's closed coming over from Pulaski Highway as well. Big wreck there involving a dump truck and another vehicle. A lot of equipment on the scene at that point, so stay away from there if you can. Try to make your move early to get around that. In the meantime, we had problems early with a vehicle in the median on I-70 inside the bridge at the Patapsco River, just east of the bridge. And it was in the median, just grabbing some attention the whole time. Beltways had all the normal delays. JFX was slow from an earlier wreck near Northern Parkway southbound, and both the tunnels in the last 30 minutes have had delays southbound coming in from the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a beautiful day with plenty of sunshine and low humidity. Temperatures will rise to the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight will drop down to the 50s for a cool night, then it's back to the upper 70s and low 80s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland Transportation Authority police are releasing the results of a work zone safety initiative on the Beltway in Baltimore County. Last Wednesday, officers with the Central Command Detachment, Traffic Safety Section, and Logistics Division partnered with Maryland State Police for the high visibility enforcement effort. Officers targeted high speeds and other dangerous driving and conducted 137 traffic stops, issuing a combined 254 citations, warnings, and repair orders. In addition, police police arrested two drivers wanted on open warrants. Governor Wes Moore is reacting to a Trump administration plan to vacate approval for U.S. Wind's offshore wind development. The governor says the president's actions will directly lead to utility rate hikes by taking off the most promising way for Maryland to meet its looming energy generation challenge. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress, Andy Harris, is applauding the administration's move, saying U.S. Wind's approval in Maryland was rushed, lacked transparency, and completely ignored the voices of people who actually live and work on the Eastern Shore. Coming right up, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Colton Cowser with a big night last night for the Birds, a home run and a two-run single. But Baltimore trailed 4-3 with two outs in the eighth. Cowser up again with a shot to be the hero.
Payoff pitch.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Quite a performance by Garrett Whitlock, the Red Sox reliever. And down go the O's 4-3. After the game, though, manager Mancelino high on Colton Cowser.
Proud of the kid. You know, he's hung in there through a lot of injuries and time off the field this year. And he struggled and he's been disappointed in himself. But feels like he's coming out on the other end at the moment.
Ravens need to get from 87 to 53 players by 4 p.m. today. Doesn't necessarily mean the best players will all make it. As John Harbaugh explains, there's more to it.
Our special teams will weigh in. I mean, you know, we talked about that last week. The roles are very important, and you got to play at a high level, especially with the new kickoff return rule.
And finally, we told you about Michael Penix, heckler last hour, the one who misspelled Penix's last name. Well, another heckler got his comeuppance in San Diego on Sunday. Next to the Dodgers dugout, the heckler spent the day giving Shohei an earful, and then eventually Shohei responded.
Ohtani gets into one. Headed out there to right center field. Kissing goodbye. 45th of the season for Ohtani.
8-2, the Dodgers win. Shohei, by the way, high-fiving the heckler on the way back to the dugout after the home run. Coming up in 30 minutes, the coaching debut of a Ravens great. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's interesting because right during the break there, I just had a question for sportsman Stein, sports legend Stein. See, it's the alliteration. It's like manager Mancelino, whatever. But I said, how stupid do you have to be Deion Sanders' son, and you go out as a rookie NFL player and try to slug somebody on the field? The next day you get cut. I mean, how stupid do you have to be to do this kind of stuff? I mean, impulse control, folks. Impulse control. Seriously.
That's part of being an athlete. You got to control that stuff. I mean, Of course, I played a lot of sports in my day, Bruce, and never slugged somebody on the field. It's just...
No.
Especially when you're trying out for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Right. Not once-in-a-lifetime, but damn near.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's once-in-a-lifetime.
Well, that, yeah, he may get another shot, but it's unlikely.
Yeah. In fairness, by the way, folks, Nino never slugged anybody on the field while he was playing. You did take up Maggie Hunter with a cross check here in the hallway, though. I just wanted to be clear about that.
Although I will say, not to keep it too much on the sports, as though Deion Sanders' son probably made so many millions after they changed that the college where they can pay the players
and
all
that.
The NIL. There's no telling. The one Duke player made like 20-some million, the basketball player.
That's crazy.
So he's not going to hurt for money whether he makes the team or not.
John Myrick joins us right now on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. John is one of the Republican candidates for governor. Yesterday we had the opportunity to speak with Ed Hill. We thought, hey, turnaround is fair play. So, John, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and thank you so much for joining us. Nino Mangione in studio with us, of course.
Good morning, John.
Hey, Nino. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
So, John, the conversation we had with Ed Hill yesterday, he gave his pitch as to why he feels that he would be the better candidate this fall, or now it's a year from fall, actually, for the Republicans. What is yours?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, first off, I am a Republican. I've been a registered Republican my entire life, unlike Mr. Hill, who has been a registered Democrat his entire life. So I represent Republican values. And Maryland Republicans deserve to have a real Republican representing them against Wes Moore, not a Democrat who switches parties because they don't believe they can beat Wes Moore in a primary.
Okay, fair enough. But what if this is a conversion, as, for example, Ronald Reagan went through?
Well, again, Reagan went through his conversion and then ran for president many years later. But Mr. Hale clearly made comments on this on Kim Klasick's show, not more than a month ago, that stated that his entire reason for this switch of parties was simply because it was a matter of convenience. This isn't a switch of philosophical change or of an epiphany. This is an opportunity. This is a business transaction. This is a man who for 60 years has represented and supported Democrat causes and Democrat candidates, and who originally announced, I'll remind you, that he was running in this race against Wes Moore as a Democrat.
John,
and now all of a sudden, once he decides that he can't beat Wes Moore in a primary, now he's a Republican.
John, hold on for just a moment. We have some business to take care of. More with John Myrick coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. It's 813. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, there's a new problem on the Bay Bridge that we were just made aware of, in addition to everything else that's going on. Eastbound on the main span. I haven't seen it yet, but it's eastbound as you start down towards the hill and eventually over towards Stevensville. I don't see any traffic moving right now for the traffic through there. The couple of vehicles are stopped letting the emergency equipment get through, but we're backed up already with that stoppage all the way back towards Whitehall Road, and that's going to be a big problem. Nobody's moving right now. I don't see anybody coming off the bridge on the eastbound side. Let me just take another shot over here. No, I still don't see anybody coming east at this point. And what they've done is they've closed the left-hand lane on the westbound side. I guess they figure they may have to put some traffic into that left-hand lane, and we'll see what happens there. Here comes a medicated now off the bridge eastbound. But, of course, now big problems. Eastbound traffic is stopped. Westbound traffic is in two lanes at the Bay Bridge. And all the other problems, very heavy traffic. The rescue is still underway at White Marsh Boulevard near Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sunshine today, highs around 78 to 82 degrees, cooling to the 50s overnight tonight. Much of the same tomorrow. It should be very pleasant all the way through. Right now, temperatures are mostly in the 60s still around town. You're looking at around 60 degrees, 67 degrees, that is, currently in Bel Air, and 68 degrees currently downtown Baltimore on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Michigan. John Myrick, Republican candidate for governor, with us. Nino, you had a question.
Yeah, hey, John, good morning. And I've been seeing you a lot over just campaigning, both of us on the campaign trail. And I have a number of questions, but start with, you're all over the state. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing, what you're hearing, and specific about, I guess, Governor Westmore. And then I want to hear your take on what the back and forth he's having with President Trump.
Sure. I mean, across the state, Nino, as you said, you know, my lieutenant governor running mate, Dr. Brenda Cham, and I have been meeting people from Oakland to Ocean City, from Northeast down to St. Mary's. We've been traveling all over the state, and consistently, regardless of the political party, what we're hearing from people is they're angry. They are tired of the state reaching deep into their pockets. They're concerned over energy costs and the Governor Moore's energy policies, which have been directly attributable for the 1,012% increase in energy costs since he took office. They're upset about the increasing in fees, everything from the motor vehicle fees to the new 6% exit tax that you got to pay if you sell your house and you want to move out of the state even. People are tired. Democrats, Republicans, unaffiliated voters, everywhere we go, we hear disappointment in this administration and in the fact that they don't feel that they're getting anything for the additional money that's coming out of their pockets. And they're tired of that. They want someone with ideas for how to fix these problems, and we do. We have those ideas. We have plans that we will implement that will roll back taxes, that will bring businesses back to Maryland, that will fix the issue with the energy costs, and that will restore public schools and confidence in Maryland government.
Okay, John, one of the same issues that any Republican would have that we talked briefly about with Ed Hill yesterday is, how do you deal with a supermajority of Democrats in the legislature?
Well, part of that is the ability to negotiate with those individuals and speak with them at a level where they'll understand. I mean, everybody down in Annapolis, and a lot of them forgot this a long time ago, they work for the people of Maryland, or they're supposed to. And their constituents are angry and upset with what's going on in Annapolis. And if they wish to keep their positions down there, they need to start listening to their constituents. They need to start listening to reason and to apply some common sense approaches to fixing Maryland's problems. None of the problems we've talked about with people, none of these problems are partisan issues. Every Marylander pays taxes. Every Marylander wants good schools. Every Marylander wants safe streets. Every Marylander wants a value for the money they're paying the state. So these are issues that we think we can work with the Democrat supermajority on. And if they're not willing to work with us, that's fine. We will use the bully pulpit of the governor's office to inform their constituents of their inability to meet the concerns of the people of Maryland.
John, that's a great point. That segues into my next question, because Bruce is right. Working with the Democrat supermajority, unfortunately, they have a lot of power, and they can really try to control things, even with a Republican governor, unless you're willing to the bully pulpit, as you said. So my question would be, because they couldn't stop you, if, for example, you wanted to use the state's National Guard in a place like Baltimore, is that something you would consider if you were the governor?
You know, it is something I consider, Nino. I mean, the bottom line here is that the governor's, the office of the governor has a tremendous amount of power and leeway here in the state, and to meet all these problems. And the problem of crime in Baltimore obviously is an issue. People in Baltimore are scared. They are tired of living in a shooting gallery. And if it became necessary to deploy the National Guard to Baltimore to supplement the men and women of the Baltimore City Police Department, who are doing an outstanding job under tremendously challenging conditions, then we would absolutely do that. And I applaud the administration. I applaud President Trump for deploying troops into Washington, D.C., into a federal city that was in desperate need of assistance.
John, final question, if I might, and that is, you're presuming you can use your bully pulpit as governor to somehow reach past the people in the legislature that you'd like to reach past. Why would you be more successful at that than Bob Ehrlich was?
Well, quite frankly, again, I'm a trained negotiator. I was trained by the federal government. I've negotiated international treaties on behalf of the federal government. So I can work with anyone, and I have. I've worked with Democrats and Republicans at the federal level for decades in my previous job in the federal government. So I can work with anyone, and I would much prefer to negotiate and to work with the Democrat supermajority leadership in the General Assembly to do what is the benefit for the people of the state of Maryland. But if not, I will use that bully pulpit. And again, I think I can be much more effective doing that because I will appeal directly to the people of Maryland to get them on the telephone, to get them sending emails to their representatives down there, to make it a point to let those people in Annapolis know that the people of Maryland expect them to do the business of the people of Maryland and to be working for the benefit of all Marylanders.
John Myrick, candidate for governor, Republican in the state of Maryland. John, thank you for your time.
Thank you, John.
I'm sure we'll talk again down the road. I appreciate your time, sir.
I appreciate it, gentlemen. You enjoy the day, and I'll speak with you soon.
Good. Look forward to it. Thank you. 410-WCBM-680. It's 820.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Good morning. It's 823 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Some traffic is moving now on the eastbound main span at the Bay Bridge, but I think what they're doing, they had some of this traffic that got caught. So I don't want to say officially that all the lanes are back open again, but some traffic is now moving on the eastbound main span. The wreck was on the span going down the hill towards Kent Island, and I just need to get a confirmation on that. But some traffic at least is moving now. They've reopened the left-hand lane on the westbound side, so that should take care of itself pretty quickly. But if you're eastbound from Baydale Drive, you're coming over towards Oceanic Drive through Sandy Point, that's a big backup right now. Very limited lanes, if at all, right now for the traffic southbound. Like I said, still can't say officially, but I do see some traffic moving as it's going across and eventually into Stevensville, and we'll check back again in about 10, 15 minutes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC.
Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Sunshine today. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Cooling down to the 50s tonight overnight. Tomorrow pretty much the same as today. Right now, Reisterstown, 57 degrees. I'm sorry, Reisterstown, 61 degrees. Ellicott City, 57 degrees. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Interesting story, by the way, out of Seattle. The captain of the MSC Jubilee 9. You know, we've seen problems with ships here, obviously, the Key Bridge. This guy was arrested after authorities accused him of operating the vessel while drunk. His blood level was six times the authority, the legal limit for mariners. Six times. But he said it was a confusion because what was happening, he was heading right toward the Puget Sound, right toward the shoreline. And he explained to the authorities that he might have slurred his words a little bit, but he said he wanted a Tanqueray on the rocks, not to put the tanker on the rocks. So it was a bit of confusion on his part, but I'm glad he got that straightened out. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And I turn to our favorite young lady from Appalachia.
This message is to Cracker Barrel. If y'all take away the nostalgic feeling of me getting slapped in the mouth by my grandma because I was back talking and then her going in the kitchen and making me a homemade pancake, you ain't got nothing for me. I'm sorry.
Okay. In other words, if you can't bring back that nostalgic feeling of my grandmother taking a wooden spoon to me and then feeding me pancakes, I'm sorry, nothing I can do about it.
Hi, I'm Julie, CEO of your favorite Southern themed restaurant, and I want all of you to know that we hear you. We f***ed up. So we're going to fix it, starting with Uncle Herschel. Don't you dare move from that rocking chair, sir. You're back in the logo. Yeah.
You said we went woke. Not only did we go back to our southern roots, we doubled down. How are those pancakes tasting?
It's like a Kid Rock concert in my mouth.
Do you own a certain red hat? Well, guess what? 25% off. How do you like them pancakes? I'll take it, but I'm still going to call you woke. Please, please, please come back to Cracker Barrel. I beg of you. I just lost this company $100 million over a logo. I thought you was like that Chip and Joanna. Well, lesson learned. Help a sister out, please.
And see, they're trying anything over at Cracker Barrel. They will get your business back. Look, seriously, they have real problems because their market share has dropped precipitously low. And so there's an attempt, obviously, at the corporate level to see if they can do something. But it's not the packaging, one would argue. It's they've let the quality of food slide. So if you go to Cracker Barrel, usually you can really count on really good, healthy, hearty American fare. And now it's like prepackaged frozen stuff. It's just not the same. Time right now for us to find out which lefty has lost it, which loon is taking a view of the world that simply does not exist. And this one, folks, you're going to really enjoy. Yes, once again, head to the Big Top if you would. Grab your seats inside the Big Top. Focus your attention on the center ring as the Democratic clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And this is Abby Phillip. Abby Phillip is one of the anchors, moderators, whatever, on Chicken Noodle News. And she has a worldview she tries to hide most of the time, but sometimes it sneaks out just a little bit. Is she biased as a liberal? No, she's not biased as a liberal. She's biased because she breathes.
All these different prosecutions and all these different jurisdictions were not all directed from one place. There's absolutely no evidence of that. I've never seen it, and I've never heard anybody voice it.
The Obama and Biden administrations didn't politicize the DOJ.
Okay, who?
Oh, I mean,
who?
Oh, really, who? No, Abby, you mean the people coming in and out of the Obama and Biden White House coordinating their attacks on Donald Trump, and they weren't all being coordinated out of the same place? Are you blind, or are you just willfully stupid on this? All right, now, please get back in the clown car and get yourself out of here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sometimes you look at these people and you think, she does her best, you know, and the stuff she's moderating to pretend that she's liberal. If you watch, she's clever. She will simply, you know, you have to go to break. You have to move on to the next topic. So when by and large, it's Scott Jennings who's just carving up the rest of the crew there, all the liberals. And she, well, I'm sorry, we have to move on, Scott. So in other words, instead of dealing with it, instead of dealing with it, that's when you have the problem. And because the Democrats, they are in rough shape. Harry Enten, also over at CNN, has done some work on this. And wait until you hear exactly what he has discovered about the popularity of the Democrat brand over the last 10 years and since January of this year. If you are a left of center, if you are a Democrat, this will not be good news to you. To the rest of us, well, it's simply a confirmation of what we've been observing in the real world for the last couple of years. That's dead ahead on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive. Right now, though, it's Julia Ryder. Time for news.
Well, good morning. A Maryland judge says the government cannot deport Kilmar Abrego Garcia from the U.S. District Court Judge Paula Zenas held an emergency hearing after Garcia's lawyers filed a new lawsuit against the Trump administration. The judge said authorities could pursue immigration proceedings against Garcia, but added that the government is absolutely forbidden from removing him from the U.S. at this time. Garcia was arrested in Maryland in March and deported to El Salvador, then returned to the U.S. in June to face human smuggling charges. The government reportedly threatened to deport him to Uganda unless he entered a guilty plea. A man remains hospitalized after a Sunday night shooting in northwest Baltimore. City police say officers initially responded to a local hospital around 6 p.m. Sunday after the victim walked in with non-life-threatening injuries. The case is now being handled by Northern District detectives, who confirmed the shooting happened in the 4200 block of Reisterstown Road. Anyone with information is urged to contact police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And the Maryland Transportation Authority is expecting more than 345,000 vehicles to cross the Bay Bridge over the Labor Day holiday. Weather and traffic permitting, two-way operations will be implemented to help prevent eastbound delays from becoming gridlock at the Bay Bridge. The MDTA also says drivers should stay on US 50 on both sides of the bridge to keep local roadways open for first responders and residents. The holiday travel period runs from Thursday through Labor Day Monday, and officials say drivers can find real-time bridge traffic information by calling 1-877-BAY Span or visiting the website baybridge.com. Next up, we take a look at Traffic Plus, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848, for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic.
Time to check last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 368, and the pick 4, 2439. Now it's traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The eastbound lanes on the Bay Bridge moving once again just in the last 10 minutes. They've removed the vehicles from the wreck on the eastbound side. It's going to take a little while. We're backed up back through the area at Whitehall Road, so 25 minutes or so at least, but we'll come back and revisit that. All the westbound lanes are clear. At one point, that was only two lanes, so we're still slow there as you're coming past the bridge at Route 8 and then moving through that area. We've had leftover slowing at both the harbor tunnels, and the last time we looked, we were backed up to Moravia Road on 895. That's improved. 95 is still backed up to Moravia Road. So we're still in the area of 20 to 25 minute delays southbound. The rescue was still underway. A lot of road blockage there at White Marsh Boulevard between Philadelphia Road and Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're getting ready for a beautiful day with plenty of sunshine and low humidity. Temperatures will rise to the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight will drop down to the 50s for a cool night, then it's back to the upper 70s and low 80s tomorrow. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary
Richie Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Could be a big night for the Birds' future tonight as the fireballing right-hander Kyle Bradish makes his long-awaited return to the mound. Birds taking on the Red Sox at 6:35 at Camden Yards. Bradish's season cut short early last year by Tommy John surgery. But let's take you back there. May 26th of 2024, Bradish on the hill finishing off the White Sox.
And he swings and misses. Kyle Bradish has tied his career high for strikeouts. And he has been dealing.
Jeff Arnold had the call on Masson. 7 no-hit innings that afternoon for Big Bradish. A career-high 11 strikeouts. The new Bradish starts up again tonight. Meanwhile, another Orioles pitcher with some disturbing news. The wife of Kate Povich receiving a concerning threat on social media from a quote-unquote fan after a tough outing by the left-hander against the Astros. Povich posting that the fan had crossed the line, indeed. With the preseason in the books now, teams facing roster reduction today from 90 to 53. Ravens got ahead of it yesterday, cutting 3 summer campers. Coach Harbaugh asked yesterday how this preseason compared to the one from a year ago.
Certainly better than last year, for sure. You know, just to make a, if we're going to make a direct comparison, I feel like we're a lot better place right now as far as the preseason goes. Deeper, more guys playing at a high level, for sure.
Yesterday, we gave you high school football scores from the weekend. Neglected to mention this one. The head coaching debut of one Ray Rice with Milford Mills JV. 56-0 was the final for Mr. 4th and 29, who take on Springdale of Maryland this weekend. Happy birthday to another Ravens great, born on this day, August 26th of 1979. Talking about all-time leading rusher Jamal Lewis, 46 years old today, and who can ever forget that day back in 2003.
And it's Jamal Lewis. Got an opening. I'd say he's going to get his touches. After one, he has 6. Touchdown, 82 yards.
Tim Brando had the call on CBS, part of Jamal's then NFL record 295-yard day, broken by 1 yard in 2007 by Adrian Peterson. And finally, on this date in Orioles history, take you back 53 years, August 26, 1973, Memorial Stadium, O's and Royals. Orioles outfielder Paul Blair, a rare feat, an inside the park grand slam for the 8-time Gold Glove winner, powering the Birds to a 10-1 win behind Jim Palmer. There have been 224 inside the park slams recorded in MLB history. The time now is 8:37. When we return, Michael Phelps may have something to say to Kylie Kelsey.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From a hitting perspective, what could be more exciting than an inside-the-park grand slam?
I can't imagine. I wish I had seen that.
Well, Texter Marty actually was at the game, and he actually reminded me of this on this day, August 26th, an inside-the-park grand slam for Paul Blair. Wow. So here's the story about talking about alliteration,
right, yeah.
Kylie Kelsey.
All right, sports legend, Stein.
There you go. Kylie Kelsey is the wife of Jason Kelsey, right. Not Travis. Jason Kelsey, the brother of Travis, Super right. Bowl champion with the Eagles. Well, she shared the one sport that she would never let her daughters participate in. Okay.
Right.
Keep in mind, this was an All-American athlete, Kylie Kelsey,
yeah.
A women's lacrosse player. In D3, the one sport that she would never allow her girls to participate in would be swimming.
Right, why is that?
Okay. Quote, I'm going to pee off a lot of the swimming community right now, but I'm going to defend my decision. I don't want to have to sit in a hot pool as the spectator and smell like chlorine when I leave, when I never touched a pool when I was a kid. That's it. Literally, the whole reason. I know it's selfish, but I don't enjoy watching swimming. That's what Kylie Kelsey said.
Yeah. Well, at least she knows it's selfish. Yeah. We agree on that.
Has nothing to do with the kids. Yeah. It's all about
really,
her.
It's all about her. By the way, leaving someplace hot and sweaty and smelling like chlorine was my dating life for a very long time.
What? Was?
Was. Yeah.
She should expect a missive from Michael Phelps pretty quickly.
I would think so, yeah. By the way, interesting letter in a copy Austin and Lutherville sent to us, as well as sending it to a birdmail@orioles.com. I pass this along just as an FYI. I had the opportunity to attend a game yesterday. A few observations. One, the gardens near the 33rd Street Veterans Memorial overgrown, obviously unattended. Our premium seats in the lower deck were cracked and obviously not maintained. Third, see the attached photo of an obviously damaged seat, clearly damaged for some time. I was there the day Camden Yards opened. My school band had been asked to play a celebratory rendition of Take Me Out of the Ballpark. The Gem of Baltimore is not only showing its age, but clear neglect. Please let me know how rising ticket prices have led to a sad fan experience.
I mean, I think that's anecdotal. You know, to be honest, I mean, I've been at the park, and I'm sure you guys have too, dozens if not hundreds of times. The park's beautiful. I mean, yeah, there may be a cracked seat. There may be some overgrown grass somewhere along the way. I totally get that. But I think for that to be what Camden Yards is about and why ticket prices have gone up and the stadium hasn't been cared for is not true. I think the stadium's been well cared for.
Good. I'm glad to hear it's anecdotal, and I'm glad you have such a profound affiliation and effort and affection, whether it is for grass.
I've been to...
pretty much all I got to say.
I was going to say something serious, but I can't now.
No, you're pretty much done for.
Can you pass it, please?
It's in the computer. I'll forward it to you.
I'm not talking about the letter.
Don't bogart the email.
There you go.
841.
Time for me. Just a heads up, is the stadium authority is going to get a very significant influx of funding.
Yes. $600 million.
That the one or two seats, I can see how that can happen. But I agree with you, and he's not wrong to make that
issue. No, he's
not
wrong.
I agree with you that when I went to, it was a buddy just turned 40, his birthday party down. He's a huge O's fan. Earlier in the summer, what a beautiful day it was. It was a Saturday, and we sat up there kind of in the center field where the bar is.
I love the great view. Well, Nino, of course, those actually are my favorite seats.
I was going to say, there are seats up there, Bruce, and they are fantastic.
By the bar, they really are.
Well, they have the...
The bar comes to you.
Yeah, that's great.
And but it was like 15 friends, and it really was... the stadium looked beautiful. It was a great summer day, and that area is kind of fun. And I agree with you. The park looked great, but sure, if there are some cracked seats with $600 million of a stadium authority state investment, they should fix every last crack.
Okay, you go to a ballpark as a fan. What area do you prefer to sit?
I like to sit pretty much in line with first base. Like parallel to first base.
Okay.
So I can see.
On the first base side.
Correct. On the first base side. I like to see that pitcher batter battle. And also you can see straight line out to the. I just think it's a great seat.
Yeah. I go a little further out. I like to look straight across at first baseman, pitcher, third baseman.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's the same general area.
Same general area.
But Nino's right. Those seats in center field, I mean, that center field view in general is, by the bar, is terrific.
Okay.
And the bar even makes it better.
Yeah. I believe that. The seats you're talking about are by the bar. Is that correct? Just making sure.
He's missing the point. It's like an entertainment part of the stadium.
Of course it is. Very entertaining.
What are we going to do with it?
8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. A man who passed the bar, just once, because the bar was closed. It was a Sunday. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
I like to sit in the skybox.
Ah, okay
and
then.
Whatever's going on in the field is fine.
That's
I just
right.
want the shrimp and whatever else is happening.
You want somebody else to pay for the expensive food.
Sure. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it? The new wreck is eastbound Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. Just came in. There's a backup very quickly back over to the ramp at Route 29. The Bay Bridge still recovering, at least removing traffic again. At one point, all the eastbound lanes were blocked for the better part of half an hour. So all that traffic coming in from Whitehall Road, St. Margaret's coming in to the ramps there at Oceanic Drive and through that area. Still slow, but you're moving once again. All three of the westbound lanes are open. Still some backing south at both the Harbor Tunnels, and Baltimore County still working on that wreck. That was a bad one near White Marsh Boulevard, not too far from between Philadelphia Road and Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Sunshine today. Highs around 78 degrees to low 80s. Cooling into the 50s tonight. Much of the same tomorrow. Right now, the temperatures are pretty much in the 60s no matter where you are. I don't think pretty much anybody has actually gotten rid of breaking 70 degrees yet. You have 62 in Hunt Valley, 63 in Middle River on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for our good news segment on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Kind of a bittersweet story, but as a dog owner, this is kind of touches my heart. Texas Roadhouse fulfilled a customer's special request. Guy's a dog, looks like a coonhound perhaps, and a guy's name is Metzger. He ordered his dog's final meal from Texas Roadhouse. He knew he had to euthanize the dog. The dog was cancer-riddled all the way through. Quality of life was gone. Now, they don't feel pain from their cancer, but you could tell the quality of life was gone. He made a decision. It would be better for the dog to go ahead and euthanize him. So he called Texas Roadhouse. He's a Pennsylvania resident. He placed an order at his local Texas Roadhouse that has really touched hearts all around the world. This happened in April. He called in and he placed the order for his pup to have their favorite meal. He said, everybody loves your pets. If you've ever had to make that tough decision, you want them to be able to go down with some semblance of dignity. We want to hold on to them as long as possible. It's not always fair to the animal. The meal was some beautiful looking prime rib, some great fries, and some other stuff on the side. And the go-to team at Texas Roadhouse said that they actually saw the message. It was like, oh my God, we need to make sure that this is the best meal that we have ever, ever prepared. And so they prepared this meal of New York strip steak, rare, no steak seasoning, steak fries, mashed potatoes, and butter for the puppy so the puppy could have its last meal. And they all put in kind thoughts as they had to put the dog down. Having to put a few down myself over a number of years, it's a tough moment for a pet owner to go through. And so our thanks to the folks at Texas Roadhouse for helping as well as they could in this really moment of a great difficulty for the dog owner. A feel-good news story today brought to you by Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarter for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 847. Mentioned Harry Enten a few minutes ago. Harry Enten is the statistician over at Chicken Noodle News. And he did an analysis, Nino, of the states that actually report by party the trends. The swing states that take a look at the trends on Democrat, Republican. And here's his observation.
The Democratic brand right now has about the appeal with the American voter as the Crackle Barrel rebrand has with the American consumers. Bad, bad, bad. What are you doing? Oh, my goodness gracious. What are we talking about here in terms of big party registration changes in the key swing states? Let's look at the key four swing states that, in fact, do keep track of registration by party. Look, the Republican Party is in their best position at this point in the cycle since at least 2005. In all four of these key battleground states.
Yeah, all four. It's Republicans up 5, up 6, up 6, up 8. All four of these swing states all across the country, the Republicans are up and up and up over historic levels. But what about since January? Now, Trump has been there since January. Have the Democrats become more energized in these states? Is there good news for them there?
Donald Trump has been president since January. Are there any bright spots for Democrats? Have they picked up any ground since January 1 in terms of party registration? Not in these key swing states.
Yeah, no. There's no change. It's grim for the Democrats. And I would argue these are self-inflicted wounds, you know. Yesterday, the DNC opened. This may be part of why the Democrats find themselves where they are. This is Lindy Somek. This is how the DNC opened yesterday.
Lindy Somek, Ninjitjinakaz, Amikdotum, Saginaw Chippewa Dojibwa, Anishinaabe Kwe, and Dow. Good morning, DNC members, friends, and relatives. The DNC acknowledges and honors the Dakota Oyate, the Dakota people, who are the original stewards of the lands and waters of Minneapolis. The Dakota cared for the lands, lakes, and the Wapatanka, the Great River, the Mississippi River, for thousands of years before colonization. This land was not claimed or traded. It's a part of a history of broken treaties and promises. And in many ways, we still live in a system built to suppress indigenous peoples' cultural and spiritual history.
You shake your head.
That is so stupid. I guess we could start. Let's talk about the brand, number one, with CNN, the guy that was talking about it. I guess because you're, what, their party leaders are defending illegal alien criminals like Kilmar Garcia.
Yeah.
I
mean, they're opening the DNC with an apology to Native Americans.
I mean, they're defending violent cities, high taxes, anti-police, women in sports. And then you have this lady that was a DNC summer meeting, so that's a big deal. And she opens up with that stupidity that was in Minnesota, right? And, Minneapolis is the largest city in Minnesota, I believe.
Yep.
And
or St. Paul, by the way, the two of them.
Okay,
yeah.
And they're, which one of the largest, if not largest, and it's being taken over in modern day by Somali immigrants who are, and representatives that are being sent to Congress, being sent to their mayor, who do not put America first. Somalia is their number one interest. And let's not forget about, you want to talk about taking over, the fact that in the last 15 to 20 years, there have been several dozen individuals literally arrested for ties to ISIS and al-Shabaab terrorist groups in the city of Minneapolis. So, yeah, there's an issue with Minnesota, all right, and it's not that maybe 500 years ago it had something to do with Native Americans. Give me a break.
It's 8:51 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move. Improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new edition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot, never have to worry about stock market losses again? How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Beltway is still jammed up. Bel Air Road around into Towson, the inner loop through Pikesville, and that's still slow from 795 through Reisterstown Road through Greenspring and over to the JFX. And for some reason, the late backing on the west side now is 795. It normally gets better after Frederick Road, and now it's slowing going down the hill even towards 95. So there may be an incident somewhere around 95 on the outer loop on the southwest side because it's just not loose. loosening up like it should through that area. JFX did recover from some earlier problems. You're okay coming in from Ruxton Road. The late wreck, Howard County, eastbound Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. They're still working on the wreck. It was a bad one earlier. Big rescue, White Marsh Boulevard between Pulaski Highway and Philadelphia Road. And keep in mind, the Bay Bridge westbound is good now. Eastbound still a bit slow from earlier problems on the main span. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sunshine today, highs around 78 to 82 degrees, cooling off tonight to the 50s. Right now, Hunt Valley 62, Middle River 63 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Ice, ice, baby. Kiomar Abrego Garcia back in the news. You have a judge who says, no, you can't deport him. I'm not quite sure what the judge's jurisdiction is. But, okay, the judge has said, you know, you can't. This is today's news, right? You can't deport him today. Tom Homan says, the guy's not here for long.
He is absolutely going to be deported from this country. He's not going to walk the streets of this nation. So he can enjoy the little time he has with his family. And for the person who says we're not going to separate family, well, his family can go with him.
Yeah.
Because he's leaving. He's going to be deported.
It seems reasonable, this argument. I mean, you can't separate him from his family. Of course you can. You know, there are people who get separated from the family in this country for breaking the law all the time. They're called prisoners. They're called convicts. Here you have a guy who's violated the law, and his punishment is not to go to prison. His punishment is get the hell out of the country. If you want to take your family with you, we won't separate you. If they want to stay here, they're legal. You're not. Leave the country. Tom Homan went on.
He's a criminal alien. He's a member of MS-13, which is now a designated terrorist. He's a white beater. He's a human trafficker. He's been indicted for human trafficking and alien smuggling. He's a bad person. He's not going to be here. He's been order removed twice. Order removed by two different federal judges. He's going to leave this country in the very near future, and his family can go with him.
Yeah, it's time we can go with him, you know.
Get him the hell out. And personally, I don't feel like seeing him with that lady at the Democrat National Convention giving a speech, because that's where he'll be ending up. That's how, obviously, I'm being a little sarcastic, but absolutely.
I don't think so.
Next thing you know, he'll be speaking when Westmore's running. He'll be at the convention giving a speech. It'll be translated from Spanish to English. Maybe I'm not that far off.
I don't think
so. Who knows?
No.
Our own senator went to a foreign country to have a margarita with the guy.
Yeah, as I said yesterday, Van Hollen had a Zoom call with him yesterday.
And a Zoom call.
And wanted to know whether or not they had margaritas on Zoom calls.
Actually, I saw a video yesterday on Instagram. I think maybe it was Fox News. And this guy, Garcia's being cuffed or walked out in cuffs. And he says in Spanish, this is a corrupt government. You shouldn't be here in the first place. And if you hate, you should have left a long time ago if you thought. But the bottom line, this guy's an illegal now, and he's a bad actor. Get him out.
Wes Moore has said, I just wanted to actually go before a judge. Wes, he's been in front of a judge twice. He's been ordered deported twice. Oh, he was ordered deported illegally. Yeah, you know why? He said because if he went back to El Salvador, that other gangs might get him, implying that he was a member of MS-13. Well, the other gangs no longer exist. They're gone under this administration. Send him the hell out of here. Say, go back, have a nice life, and see you later.
They let 10.5 million people cross that border. Sex trafficking women and children, all-time high. Overdose deaths of fentanyl, all-time high. Number of terrorists, all-time high. President Trump is keeping his promise to American people to enforce the law, and that's what we're doing. We're making this country safer every day by removing people like Abrego Garcia.
Yeah, that's it. Remove those bad actors. And so federal judge says, you can't deport him. Well, that federal judge is about to have their ruling overturned, I suspect, when it gets to the next circuit court, next court up, and Abrego Garcia will be gone from this country sooner rather than later, if my bet is correct, Nino. And the other bad actors will go with him. This is in part what Donald Trump was elected to do.
Yeah, and the sad casualty of all of this is the fact that here's a bad actor. He's an illegal alien. He's committed a number of crimes, including beating his wife. Trump was talking about it yesterday. And the sex trafficking, he got caught in Tennessee for that. Anyway, the narrative has become amongst those in the left, and actually even some incredible, so-called credible media, that Trump is just rounding up brown people. when this guy has a rap sheet.
Yeah.
So, and he's here illegally, which is an issue to begin with. It should not be here in the first place.
All right. So more on Abrego Garcia tomorrow and the other news as well. Coming up next, Kim Klasick Live from 9 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And they have remade Sympathy for the Devil, the Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Democrats. Listen carefully.
I was around when Jim Crow kept the colored man in his chains. Make damn sure the Dixiecrats and segregation rule the day. Aye. Pleased to meet you. Hope it changes my day.
Hope it changes my name.
But when destruction comes, you know, I'm the one you can blame.
I'll get the entire thing posted for you on Bruce's Brain coming up in a couple of minutes. They do the entire song. It's great. Instead of Sympathy for the Devil, which is a classic, it's Sympathy for the Democrats, and it's hilarious. Kim Klasick next, and we will see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 6:05.
This is the right choice for Maryland.